session. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of special guests.
Introduction of special guests. Senator from Fellin, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate
proceed.
Will go to the order of business.
On my right and your left, my granddaughter.
Introduction of
grandson.
Special guests.
Maya Sherrill,
Mr. President, old today.
Rio Sherrill. And
I would ask that my right and your left, they've got my granddaughter and grandson.
They will be made pages
Maya
for today without compensation.
Today.
Would they please stand, the guests of the Senator from Phelps? Let's give them a welcome for being in the Senate, and happy birthday to your granddaughter. They will be made pages for today without compensation. Would they please stand, the guests of the Senator from Phelps? Let's give them a welcome.
Further introduction,
guest. Happy birthday,
Senator from
Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am just delighted to be joined by my wife this afternoon. She's come up from Springfield for the Springfield Branson salute tonight over at the Capitol Plaza.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am
delighted.
She was able to join us here in the chamber for a little bit.
She was actually a little reluctant because she didn't want me to introduce her. I convinced her to at least allow me that opportunity so that some of you have not had the opportunity to meet her,
but
I'd ask my wife
actually,
if she would
she didn't want me to introduce
stand
her
and let us here in the chamber welcome her to
opportunity so that
the Missouri Senate.
Bow, so the Senator from Green, please stand and be recognized. Thanks for coming.
And if she would stand and
thanks for being
here in the chamber, welcome her to
further introduction of guests.
Missouri Senate.
Bow, so the Senator from Green, please stand
further
and be
introduction
recognized.
Of guests.
Thanks for coming. Senator from the 23rd, thanks for being here. Further introduction of guests.
Mr. President, without
further introduction of guests.
The order of business, a concurrent
Senator
resolution.
Senator the 23rd. Concurrent resolutions.
Mr. President, without objection, some of the order of business, a concurrent
Senator
resolution.
From Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Concurrent resolutions.
And I ask for a waiver of the reading and wishes to be printed in the journal.
Send the resolution
Senator
forward.
From Lewis.
Seeing no objection, the reading
Mr.
will be waived, and it will be printed in the journal.
And I ask for a waiver of the reading, which should be printed in the journal.
Send the resolution forward. Seeing no objection, the reading
further
will be
concurrent
waived,
resolutions,
and it will be printed in the journal. Further concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business.
Further concurrent
Senate
resolutions.
Perfection the informal calendar.
Further concurrent resolutions.
Senate bills for
Senator from the 23rd.
Perfection the informal
Thank
calendar.
Mr. President, without objection, Senate will go to the order of business. Senate bills.
Senator from Andrew.
The informal calendar.
Sergeant of Arms, please
Senate
summon
bills
the Senator
for
from Andrew.
Perfection the informal calendar et al.
Senator from Andrew. Sergeant of Arms, please summon the Senator from Andrew. Et al. We are waiting on the Senator from Andrew. The Sergeant at Arms has summoned him. We are waiting on the Senator from Andrew. The Sergeant at Arms has summoned him.
President.
Senator from Andrew.
I close.
You're not recognized for that purpose.
Okay, Mr. President, I move Senate Bill 592 be brought before the body. President,
you've heard the motion. All those in
Senator
favor say
Andrew.
Aye.
I close.
All opposed say no. Eyes appear to have it.
You're
the eyes
not
do
recognized
have it.
For that purpose.
Okay,
Senator
Mr.
from
President, I move Senate Bill 592 be brought before the body.
That's you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Okay.
All opposed say no. Eyes appear to have it. The eyes do have it. Senator from the bill has been brought up on the floor. The senator from the ninth does have the floor. Senator from the ninth.
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire.
The bill has been brought up on the floor. The senator from the ninth does have the floor. Senator from the fifth. Senator from the ninth. Sergeant at arms.
I'd like to
please summon the senator from the fifth.
Senator from the fifth.
Senator from the fifth. Sergeant at arms. Please summon the senator from the fifth. Senator from the 5th, the senator from the 9th would like to inquire you, do you yield?
Yes, I do, Mr. President.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You're
senator
well.
From the 5th, the senator from the 9th would like to inquire you, do you yield?
Yes, I do, Mr. President.
She does. Proceed.
I have significant discussion, I think, about a high role. And how was your lunch today?
My lunch was very good, thanks. Similar to what we had yesterday, some good potato chips. I love those potato chips. I'm not supposed to have that. And some good pulled pork. It was a very, very good lunch.
Potato chips.
A little more peaceful than last, than yesterday. And some good pulled pork. It was a very, very good lunch.
Okay.
Regarding
some of the concerns.
Than last, than yesterday.
Yes.
I think we talked about how in 2011,
Mr. President, there is discussion in the chamber. I cannot hear the senator from the ninth.
Yes.
It's getting a little loud in here.
Mr. President,
can we please turn down our volume
discussion in the chamber.
So the senators can hear each other.
From the ninth.
I think earlier we had a conversation.
It's getting a little loud in here. Can we please turn down our volume?
We talked about,
so the senators
the
can hear each other.
Of cases that have been filed on the federal level. I have that similar discussion of a record number of cases that have been filed here in the state of Missouri. The Human Rights Commissioner office handled over 1,800 cases that have been filed on the federal level. The interesting thing is that only about 40% of those cases that are filed have merit. So when we had discussion earlier about these cases then having to go through the normal court system, we talked about the danger in having the backlog in such a court.
Yes, you talked about that, Senator, the backlog in the court system. What was your concern about that again? And what would that do to our service courts? Those dockets are pretty full right now, Senator. The backlog in the court system. What was your concern about that?
I think almost 50%
what would that do to our
have no probable cause. So I guess the whole point of it is, making it difficult for those at the beginning level to be able to weed out some of those cases. So if you don't, there's a more backlog than you have now.
Clearly.
Okay.
For those at the beginning level,
the value the Fed office provides to the district by screening out those cases without merit, reducing frivolous lawsuits, that clouds our courts is one of us to deserve significant value. We hear the state talk all the time about the need to eliminate issues
frivolous lawsuits.
For those folks that are having to file through the court system, they would also have to file with three different offices, not just go to the one-stop shop. They'd have to file the same papers with offices at the state level, federal and local. Absolutely.
They'd have to file.
They would. Here we are. We're here again, as we were earlier today. With those three agencies potentially having to investigate the same set of facts. For those three different agencies then having to determine 50% of the cases that would be frivolous, 50% of those cases that would have merit.
For those three different agencies,
I guess it puzzles me because we have discussion with the all the time,
frivolous,
about 50% of those cases up that would have merit on the state level and on the federal level.
I guess it puzzles me.
So I just wanted to revisit this conversation again. I know you had some interesting facts earlier that you relayed. I couldn't remember.
They talked about 9% increase in the discrimination in terms of religion. There was a 5% increase in terms of race and ethnic.
They talked about 9%
cases. There was a decrease in sexual discrimination. But there was an uptick in disability cases. So, and we do have more disabled workers in the workplace now. So they especially need protection, as many protections as their tax dollars can afford them. And we don't want to dismantle that for them because they've made great gains in getting into the workplace.
They especially
and we certainly want to keep them protected and keep them
there. Tax dollars can afford them.
We talked a little bit earlier about the elimination of the disparate impact for discrimination. And we talked about the fact that employers who intentionally discriminate are obvious candidates for a lawsuit. But the law currently allows folks to prove liability if the employer treats classes of people differently.
Employers who intentionally
notwithstanding they use neutral or other normal employment practices.
But the law currently allows
this portion of the bill clearly eliminates that right. I think you and I both recognize the importance of maintaining that within our statute.
Say that again, Senator. I'm sorry,
I
didn't hear you.
Eliminates that right. I think you and I both recognize.
Could we please turn the volume down so our senators can hear each other? If there's no objection, the chair would like to introduce a special guest, Vicki Hughes, with the University of Central Missouri, who oversees our charter schools.
Could we please
turn the volume down so our senators can hear each other?
Let's welcome our guest.
If there's no objection, the chair would like to introduce a special guest, Vicki Hughes, with the University of Central
Missouri. Senators, you may proceed.
Our charter schools is here. She was here for some hearings today.
I think we talked about earlier. Well, we just talked about the fact that this portion of the bill clearly eliminates that right. I think you and
Senators, you may proceed.
Recognize the importance of folks being able to have that flexibility if there happens not to be a circumstance where it is discriminatory on face. I mean, those are the easiest cases
that
bring flexibility. If there happens not to be a circumstance where
sometimes
it
there
is
are hidden discriminatory
circumstances
on face. I mean,
that actually happens to negatively impact certain groups of people within normal business practices.
Sometimes,
as we said earlier, clearly this portion of the bill eliminates that right of those
that actually happens to negatively
who want to bring forth some action in cases where that happens
within normal business practices.
You know, I realize the importance of that. I'm sure
earlier,
you do as
clearly
well.
This portion of the bill eliminates that right of those who want to
sounds
bring
like
forth some action
talking,
in
you
cases
had some
where
discussion
that
with our human rights office here.
You know, I realize
the
importance of that. I'm
and they gave us the statistics on the type of work that they've done last year. It sounds like when you were talking that you had some discussion with our human rights office here for the state.
I did.
And they gave us the statistics on the type of work that they've done last year.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to inquire of the senator from the 14th.
Senator from the 14th, do you yield?
Yes.
She does. Proceed.
I would like to inquire about the senator.
I think you've heard the discussion that myself and the other senator 14. From the 5th. May
senator
have
from the 14th,
you and I
do you yield?
A different discussion earlier.
She does. Proceed.
Okay.
I think you've heard
that
the discussion
hockey?
That myself
well,
and the other
Well, no, not the hockey part of the discussion.
You and I were having
not necessarily the discussion
no.
that, what we referred to, is it Bartholomew?
Wait a minute, I got to tell you,
not
because
hockey?
I'm having a
well,
moment.
No, not,
I'm in
not,
delirium.
Not the hockey part of the discussion.
I want to sing.
Not
you know that,
that
Broadway,
what
Broadway
to,
show, Tommy? Wait a minute, I got
to
tell you this. I'm having a moment. I'm
in delirium.
But I want to sing.
I
want to sing. Hockey,
can you hear me?
Happy
Broadway show, Tommy.
Feel me? Happy? I'm sorry. I just had a moment.
Happy? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Now, what did you say?
Happy?
But I think you and I were having a different discussion earlier.
Yeah.
We actually began talking about African Americans. Who achieve success despite
but
obstacles.
I think you and I were having our moment in black.
We actually...
Yeah, there are a lot of moments of black history. We're going to have a lot of moments of black current time right now, I guess.
We had some discussion on George Washington.
Yeah, there are a lot of moments of
black history. Contributions that he's made.
We talked about Race for President time right
now. We did. We did.
That's my favorite
we
children's
had some
book.
Discussion
I told you that, right?
George Washington. Oh, you did. You did
yep,
a really good job.
I like how
you
talked
about
it's Grace
for President.
It's a young lady who is of color, and she wins
that's
the,
my favorite
the presidency of her class
right.
At Woodrow Wilson Elementary
really
School.
I thought it was quite entertaining.
It's
now, we didn't have discussion, I don't think, about... Say Liza McCoy, who invented the lubricator
for Woodrow Wilson Elementary. Wait, what did you just say? Let me look this up.
Elijah
now, we didn't have discussion on it about
Liza McCoy, who invented the lubricator from semen.
Okay,
back in 1872.
Elijah McCoy.
What did you say?
He would be under McCoy, I guess, in this
McCoy.
Book.
Mm-hmm.
McCoy.
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 I don't think it's
back
in
1872.
McCoy.
It is. M-C-C-O-Y.
He would be under McCoy.
No, they don't have
him
in here. They don't have that
McCoy,
one.
McCoy.
What
no,
about
they don't have that one in here.
What
they have Willie Mays.
It is. M-C-C-O-Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you want me to go to Willie Mays?
You can go to Willie
okay.
Mays.
Okay.
So
to here's
Robert.
My
no,
moment.
Don't have that one
no,
in
we're starting Black History
Mays.
Early. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're starting Black History
Mays.
Early. 365.
So here's my moment.
Page 365.
Oh, we're starting Black History
maybe
early.
Maybe we can go through the whole book.
That's what we're doing.
Oh,
we're starting
it looks
Black
like he was
history
a baseball
early.
Player.
365.
Willie Mays was a baseball
page
player. He was born in 1931.
Maybe we can go through the whole book.
Let's see, his middle name is Howard.
Oh, it looks like he was a
and
baseball
he joined
player.
The Birmingham Black Barons
oh, Willie
in
Mays
the late 1940s.
He was born
his
in
contract was bought by the Giants
let's
for $10,000 from the Barons. He joined the Giants
Barons
on May 25th, 1951,
1940s.
And signed for $5,000 a year. Mays was
for
chosen as the National League's Rookie of
the
Year. In
he
1951.
Joined the Giants on May 25th, 1951.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And
my mom was born in
1950. A year.
Mays
was born
in the year of the Tiger.
National League's Rookie
really?
Of the Year.
So you're
you know what Chinese New Year we're in right now?
Wow,
no,
that's pretty cool.
I would venture
and
say we are in the year of...
Born in the year
oh,
of the
no,
Tiger.
Let's see. No. What year?
So you're
you know what Chinese New Year we're in right now?
That.
No, I don't.
I
would
think we had the pig after the tiger or the dragon. But you know what? We may have to look that up. Oh, I will tell you that I really like to look at the Chinese astrology.
Or the dragon.
I guess we have to get back
to Willie Mays.
But you know
what? We may have to look that
up.
Well, either Willie
Mays
or Jackie Robinson. I think it was Jackie Robinson, the first African American.
I really like
to
look at
Major League Baseball.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Now, y'all have.
He's actually a Missouri, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I did a paper on Jackie Robinson. He was so inspirational. I mean, he had to fight against. Now, y'all have.
He's actually a Missouri, if I'm not mistaken.
I did a paper on Jackie Robinson.
He had to fight against.
He was so
inspirational.
In the baseball league.
I mean, he.
Well, did he have any civil rights laws helping him out?
So much discrimination?
You know, Jackie Robinson, it's interesting because Jackie Robinson is actually the cousin of my uncle. Of course, he married into the family. But Jackie Robinson actually had the city of First Cousins. So I Jackie Robinson years and years ago.
Oh, wow. That's
when I was young. So,
look. Actually, Senator, I'm going to have to stop you here. Page 366, discrimination in the major leagues. Actually, although both the American and National Leagues were successfully integrated by the 1960s, discrimination in the major leagues. I'm hoping Mr. President is looking at us. Although both the American and black baseball players still face discrimination and limited opportunities. A December 1970 report by the Rand Corporation found that no black baseball player prior to 1959 had received a signing bonus over $20,000, although such bonuses had been paid to 26 white players during the same period between 1959 and 1961. Although such 43 whites and only 3 blacks received $20,000 or greater signing bonuses. Black baseball players were often forced to accept and only less favorable terms because even fewer opportunities existed for them off the field. Hank Aaron remembered, I'd always been easy to deal with. They offered me a contract and I nearly always signed without any argument. Does that sound familiar to you, Senator? I'd always been easy to deal with.
Wow, so fascinating.
Black players were also handicapped by lack of education. Few white colleges recruited black baseball players. And few black colleges had baseball programs. So African-American baseball players had more limited access to higher education. This is ringing a bell here. Let me go back. So African-American baseball players had more limited access to higher education than their white counterparts. Let me go back. Often played
so African-American baseball players had more limited access. I think the key to that clearly is the limited access
white
part.
Counterparts.
And
I know.
The limited access part, which provides, you know, this bill clearly
colleges.
Providing. I think much the key to that access. Clearly is the limited access for those.
It's a
cases.
Disgrace. I know.
Limited access part, which are all right. Right.
You know, an absolute bill, disgrace, Senator.
It is providing.
You know, and I think what. People went through to, you know, I talk about that picture that's in my office, you know, and that photo that Warren Hearns was signing in 1965, which allowed people of color access to public photo accommodations. And it was absolutely, every time I see that, I just had to have that picture because I look at that and I embrace,
access to public,
you know, all of the things that have happened
and
in history among people who look like you and me.
And I love that picture. And did I ever say, I saw that picture in your office, and I'm not sure whether I shared with you that I actually had given a very large copy of that photo to my grandfather. My grandfather would now have 92. And I'm not sure whether I shared.
And that was a really
interesting picture because clearly it had a very Callaway in there.
Yeah, it sure does.
It had several of the legislators from Kansas City. It had Harold Holliday in there.
And that was a really interesting picture.
Let's see, there were a number of African-American notables in that picture. But in addition to that, Governor Carnahan, who was he a state representative?
You know what? I do want to, what did Congressman Carnahan say the other day? I want to say he was like the majority leader. I think I misspoke in saying that he was like the speaker, but I want to say that Noel Carnahan at that point in time was perhaps the majority leader.
He may have been, but it was clearly a much younger picture of him way before he was governor. I think that photo had Ted McNeil in there, and I'm trying to remember the others, but they had an interesting group of notables.
And they did. A lot of St. Louis. A lot of St. Louis folks.
Ted McNeil in there.
Okay, so, Senator, here's what I'm going to tell you. I got some more cases to analyze.
Okay, before that case, just one last Black History Month. Okay. Garrett Morgan.
Okay, so hold on.
Garrett Augustus Morgan.
I got some more cases.
He invented the gas mask that was used to protect soldiers from chlorine fumes during World War I.
Garrett Morgan.
He also invented the traffic
system. Garrett Augustus Morgan.
That featured automated stopping
go signs. He invented the gas mask.
You have that in your book.
That was used to protect soldiers from climbing.
Oh, it's not Jelly Roll Morgan.
No, Garrett Morgan.
That's the name, huh? Jelly Roll Morgan.
That featured
automated stopping go signs. I don't know who that is. Jelly Roll Morgan.
No.
Was Jelly? Oh, it's not Jelly Roll.
I don't know who that is.
No, Garrett Morgan.
I don't know. Let's look.
Okay.
Jelly Roll Morgan. So that, let me just, before we move on, what's the guy? Oh, Garrett. Garrett is Augustus. His name is Garrett Augustus Morgan.
Right.
Page 333. So that, let me just, before we move on, what's the guy? Oh, Garrett. The gas mask.
Is that what you were saying?
His name is Garrett Augustus Morgan.
Gas mask.
Who's this? Page 333. The invention of the protective hood gas mask.
Is that what you were saying?
In 1912, shows the path is endured by African American inventors. Garrett Augustus Morgan, 1877 through 1963, was a self-trained sewing machine mechanic who, in 1909, had accidentally discovered a chemical solution that straightened hair. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Is this what I'm escaping?
Is that Garrett Morgan?
Wait a minute, is this the relaxer? Is this what I'm escaping? Because no, I'm going natural. Wait a minute, is this what I'm... I'm going natural, and it's so difficult to go natural.
Wait a minute, is this the
it is so difficult. I've been doing it since June of last year.
No, I'm going natural.
And I have some of my new growth.
I'm going natural.
I have some of my old hair. And I got to tell you, when I wash it, it takes like 3 hours. Because you have two different textures of hair. And you have the thick, coarse hair, which is the new stuff that feels real good. And then you got this limp stuff happening,
you have two different textures,
which is the old hair. That's what's up here.
You have this
and
coarse hair,
Senator, I have to tell you that it is very, very difficult to go through this process every single week. So here's what I've done. Some people say that you should only put in your hair things that you can eat. So what I've chosen to do is mix a little bit of that hemp conditioner and add to the hemp conditioner cholesterol and add to the hemp and cholesterol vitamin B and add to that honey and then I add on to that cholesterol the extra virgin olive oil and I mix that all together
and add
and I put it in my hair and I leave it in my hair for like a day. And when I take it out now, I will tell you, I have a couple of Italians that live in my district.
And I put it in my hair.
Maria, you should have known about extra virgin olive oil a long time ago. That's why we use it. We're Italian. I thought you would know that, Maria. So here's what I do. I use the hemp conditioner.
Olive oil a long time ago.
I add in the cholesterol.
Italian. I thought you would know that, Maria.
In addition to that, I add in the vitamin D capsules.
So here's what that's what I do. I use
and I add in the extra virgin olive oil and I add in honey.
So you didn't do the mayonnaise,
in addition to that,
no,
I
can't do the mayonnaise. I know people talk about that mayonnaise, but I just can't do that. I can't do the mayonnaise.
Olive oil,
tell me what the mayonnaise
add in
is like.
Well, the mayonnaise is it's pretty moisturizing as well. I don't know if it happens to be.
Ooh, we're talking about black hair. This is educational moment.
Tell me what the mayonnaise is like.
It is. Well, the mayonnaise is. But yeah, that whole natural thing is like the thing now.
I
think clearly my daughter is trying to go natural as well. I think many of the kids at our school happen to be as well. But she even considered for a moment doing the big chop. You know what the big chop is?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to tell you about the big chop. So here's what I'm trying to do, Senator. I am trying to get through session. I'm going every single week. I'm going to do what I've been doing.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to tell you about
the big chop. And then after session is over, I have committed to do the big chop.
I am trying to get through session.
I have committed to do the big chop. It is so hard. It is so difficult because I just, you know, I have a certain face and I have to have a certain look, you know, and I make this is truly
so hard,
truly a lesson
in patience. I just, you know, I have a certain
it's truly a lesson in patience.
I have to have a certain look, you know, and I make this is truly, truly a lesson in patience.
Back to the gas mask later.
Truly a lesson in patience.
Big chop later as well.
Okay, I do want to do the big chop because I'm looking for a product. That I can now. I never thought I would look for a product
for my
big
hair.
Big Chop later as well.
And I'm looking
okay,
for
I do want to do Big Chop.
That
because
will, you know,
I'm looking for a
keep
product
my hair
that
moisturized.
I never thought I would look
you know,
for a
but not like poof poof.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to do
I'm
the poof
for poof.
That is unacceptable.
That will, you know,
I've seen my girlfriends from college with the all natural hair.
You know, but
they look
not
gorgeous.
Like poof, poof.
You can blow dry it. It looks beautiful.
That is
you can just wash it and go. It is gorgeous. So I have. I wish they would listen. I should text them. But I wish they were listening because I have. Completely embraced
you can
going
just
natural,
wash it and go.
And
it
is again,
so
it's completely difficult.
I wish they would listen.
But I think this is very
but
good.
I wish they would listen.
Let me, I have to express this.
Going
the
natural.
Reason why this is so good
and
as a black
is, again,
woman to go through
difficult.
This process
but
of patience
I think this is very good
is because
I have to
so many
this.
Times
the reason why this is
as
so
black
good
people
as
we've
black
lost our identity
through mm-hmm. this
and
process
we were
of
made to believe that if we straightened our hair
so many
we would be
times,
you know more acceptable to the white community if we straightened our hair.
And
I don't have a problem with people who do that, but
hair,
my thing is,
we would be,
I
you know,
want
more
to be
acceptable
the strongest
the
person individually and personally
and
I can.
I don't have a
and
problem
I feel as though going
do
through
that,
this process
but my thing
from
is,
my relaxed hair to my natural hair is something that's going to make me a better person. And it's, you know, we always have these challenges that come before us in our lives. And everyone is different. Everyone has their own expectations. And I never want to just, you know, jump on anything anyone else does. But I will say, it's been one of the most challenging experiences that I've had, but I've also learned to endure challenges that stand before me. And when I think about how Strom Thurmond stood for 83 days in the longest filibuster in history so that we would not have the Civil Rights Act of 1964, I think about my fourth great grandmother who dreamt of
so
her grandchildren having an opportunity to succeed in life, and I get to look over the river into Callaway County where she was a slave, and I get to stand here in this chamber at with the same footing with the same footing
where she was
as the person who is sitting
next
to
stand
me.
Here in this chamber at with the same
absolutely
footing
amazing.
Amazing
and for
with
that
the same footing.
You know,
as
I'm going to break out my 50-cent book. I got a 50-cent book. It's co-written with Robert Greene.
And for that,
and it talks about fearlessness.
You know, I'm going to break
fearlessness
out my
50-cent book. Fearlessness is an amazing thing.
I got a 50-cent book.
Be in fear of anything.
It's co-written
and we
with
have
Robert
to always
Greene.
Be willing
and it talks about
to accept challenges that are before
fearlessness
us.
Is an amazing
and when we accept
thing.
Challenges that may be before us, Senator, we are
and
able to accomplish anything.
Willing.
But if you shy away from challenges that stand before you, Senator, then you don't know what your greater capacity is.
But if you shy away from challenges that stand before
you,
Senator,
thank you, Senator,
then you don't know what your greater capacity is.
I agree.
Any
well,
further
Senator,
discussions on Senate Amendment number one?
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 11th.
There is a roll call.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion on Senate Amendment 1. Senator from the 11th, you recognize to close on your
I close on my amendment.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion on Senate Amendment 1. Renews his motion that Senate Amendment number 1, the Senate Bill 592, be adopted. Senator from the 11th, you recognize to close on your Secretary. Madam Secretary, call the roll. Senator from the 11th renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 1, the Senate Bill
Senators Brown,
be adopted.
Callahan,
Secretary,
Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Senators Brown,
Pearls,
Dempsey,
Callahan,
Chappelle
Dixon,
Nadal, Crowell,
Engler,
Cunningham,
Goodman,
Curls,
Green,
Dempsey,
Justice,
Dixon,
Kevany,
Engler,
Kehoe,
Goodman,
Krause,
Lager,
Green,
Lamping,
Justice,
Lemke,
Kevany,
Mayer,
Kehoe, McKenna, Kraus, Munslinger, Lager, Nieves, Lamping, Parson, Lemke, Pierce, Mayer, Ferguson, McKenna, Richard, Munslinger, Ridgway, Nieves, Roop, Parson, Schaaf, Pierce, Schaefer, Ferguson, Schmidt, Richard, Stouffer, Ridgway, Wasson, Roop, Wright Jones, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson.
Senator from 7.
Wright Jones.
Senator from 13th. Senator from Green.
Senator from 7.
Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from 13th.
Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Cape.
Senator from Green.
Senator from Franklin.
Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from Cole.
Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from the 1st.
Senator from Cape.
Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Franklin.
Senator from
Senator Andrews.
From Cole. Senator from the 1st. Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Clay.
Senator from Andrews.
Senator from the 10th.
Oh, Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from Clay. Senator from the 10th. Senator from Christian. Senator from Christian. Eight aye. Senator from Powell, you're in the chamber, you must vote. Eight aye. Senator from Powell, you're in the chamber, you must
By
vote.
By a vote of eight aye and 25 no, the amendment is defeated. Any further discussion on the bill?
Senator from Green, what reason?
By a vote of eight aye and
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to offer an amendment. It's been distributed, and I request a waiver of its reading.
Seeing no objections, Senator from Green, what reason to send the amendment forward?
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to offer an amendment. It's been distributed, and I request a waiver
of its reading. The reading
will be
waived. Do you care to explain your amendment? No objection?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Send the amendment forward?
Mr. President, this amendment does two things.
The reading
Number one, it modifies the definition. Thank you, Mr. President. On line 12, Mr. President, this amendment, by adding
two things.
Number one, it modifies the definition.
Addition to the language that deals with adverse action claims
so that we're making sure that those protected criterions are still protected under this law that we're trying to establish.
And deals with adverse action claims.
Number two, it inserts the same language under
protected criterions are
in line 26, which deals with the standard
and
to be used on summary judgments.
Number two, it inserts the same language.
If I may just offer a bit of reason as to why I have brought this before the body.
Standard.
Number one, it seems to me that the courts have articulated a standard that is not four square with precedent or statutes. And I think the effort to craft a clear standard set forth in statute with regard to discrimination in Missouri
is not
is certainly the responsibility of the legislature.
And
obviously, public policy should be
craft a
public policy should be clearly
set forth,
with regard to rather than
in Missouri,
the expectation left to the judiciary to guess what we meant.
Obviously, public policy.
Now, this concern was brought to my attention
clearly set forth,
not only last year during debate,
expectation left to
but even more recently.
Guess what?
I'm not an attorney.
This
therefore,
concern was brought to my attention.
It took me some time to sort through all of the legalese, but this specific language was
recently,
both brought to me by
I'm not an attorney,
some folks in my local community who were very concerned about
to sort through
the
all
specifics
of
what we were doing,
this,
as well as the
was both brought to me by
Missouri Commission on Human Rights. So
folks
I'd be happy to answer any question
were very concerned about
any member might have. Otherwise,
we
I would move for the adoption
well
of the
as
amendment.
As the
Senator from Green moves for the adoption
Missouri Commission on
Senate
Human Rights.
Number
so
two.
I'd be happy to answer any question.
Senator from
member
Davies.
Might have, otherwise
Rudy,
I would
rise.
Move for
to
the adoption
speak on
of the amendment.
Senator from Green, move
the maker of the amendment and I had an opportunity to talk about this prior to him offering it.
Senator
I think this is
Davies.
A good amendment.
Rudy,
I would encourage
rise.
My colleagues to speak
to
on
adopt
the amendment. Thank you.
Proceed.
The
any other senator desire to be heard on amendment number two?
About this,
Mr. President.
Prior to him offering it, I think this is
Senator
a
from
good
the 14th.
Amendment. I would encourage
reason
my
be
colleagues
rise.
To
I would like
adopt
to
it.
Inquire
Thank
of
any other senator desire to be heard on amendment number two? Senator
Mr.
from
President.
The 4th? Senator from the 14th.
Senator from the 4th,
what reason do you rise? Do you yield to the inquiry from the senator from the 14th?
I do.
All right, you're an attorney, right, Senator?
Yes, I am.
From the fourth.
Okay, so I'm kind
do you yield
of
to the inquiry from the senator
you know,
from the
14th? Looking at this,
I do.
Misplaced this.
All right,
I'm
you're
now looking
an
at
attorney, right,
and my
yes,
brow
I am.
Is now raised
okay, so
because
I'm kind of
the sponsor
know,
of the underlying bill
misplaced
is supportive of this amendment. So I'm trying to see what it actually says and what your analysis is of this amendment.
In which case, courts shall rely heavily upon the judicial interpretations
your
of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Age Discrimination Act of 1967.
In which case, courts
the
shall rely heavily upon
act.
The judicial interpretations of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act.
So, is this the ADA language that I was referring to the other day?
Any Americans with just
that last line, that 12101. One,
so
I have
the
copy of that.
ADA language that I was
is,
referring to.
To
I
your knowledge,
I don't have a short
that
answer
last
for that.
Line,
so you're gonna have to
that 12101.
Well,
one, zero,
if
one,
it is,
I have a copy of that.
If it is, it, yes, it is.
I
to
don't
your
have
knowledge,
a short,
here's what my problem would be with this amendment.
Well, I'm. If it,
it would
is,
be a fundamental problem, actually, because if
it is, yes,
the
it is.
Originator of.
Here's
the
what my
underlying
problem
bill
with
wants
this
to
amendment.
Go back to 1964.
It would
why in the world
problem, actually,
are we adding information
the
from 2008?
The underlying bill wants to go back to 1964.
I mean, if he wants to be consistent
why in the world
with
are we adding
the degree
information
to what
from
of what the 1964 Act was, and like we said
I
yesterday,
mean, if he wants to be consistent
you know,
with.
President Bush wanted to include
of what the 1964
a broader
Act
language
was
in the ADA
and, like we said
Act
yesterday,
of 2008.
You know,
and that's what's in this amendment.
President
so
Bush
I think we're backtracking now.
It seems that
so it's okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's okay to
Act
go backwards to have a stronger language for
so
those with disabilities, but it's
now.
Not okay
so it's
to
okay.
have stronger language
it's okay
for people who are in a
to
protected
have a
class, because that's what I'm getting from that. This,
but it's not
that's what I'm
okay
getting from this.
To have stronger language
yeah.
for people
so
who
it's okay.
are in a
this
protected
is a problem.
Class,
this is a problem.
Because that's what
this
I'm getting from that. This.
So we're
that's
gonna start picking and choosing
is.
Who
yeah.
is going to be
so
fully
it's okay.
covered
this is,
in
this is
the law.
This is a problem. This is a
pick
problem.
Winners and losers.
So we're gonna start
I
picking
thought that we
and
were all covered in the law.
Who
Senator?
Is going to be yeah. fully covered
that's
in
a basic
the law.
Fundamental.
So that's a problem because we're not going
I
back to
we
1967.
Were
we're going
law,
to 2008. So here's what we should do. Here's what we should do, Senator. I got an idea.
So
here's an idea.
Because
if
we're
going
we're
to include
to
the ADA
so
language
to,
from the Act
so
in 19 or in 2008,
here's what we do,
all
I
of those cases,
idea.
Those other cases
if
like Griggs that I referred to, every
ADA
single one of those cases
from
that's between 1964 and 2008, we need
like
to re-include.
That
would
every
include
every single one of those cases.
Deal.
That's between 1960
that would include
1964
Doherty
and
Doherty
2008, we need to re-include.
That would include Griggs.
Deal.
That would include. Let's see what else it would include.
Doherty.
McBride.
Doherty 2007.
That
so
would include.
This amendment
is
Griggs.
An effort to be.
That
okay.
would include
amongst
let's see what
the
else
disability
would include.
Community, and that's
admirable.
But it's
so
not okay to address the racial inconsistency
okay
that would be taken away,
disability community,
or that would
admirable.
Exist if we disregarded
so okay
all the cases that I just mentioned to you. So, Senator, let's go to the second part of this amendment.
or that would exist. So
tell me what your interpretation is of the second part.
All the cases that when the actual legislative to you. So, Senator, let's go to the second part of this amendment.
So this all has to do with the
Tell me what your interpretation
Act.
Is of the second
Senator,
part.
Senator, I have a question.
When the actual legislative
What would an amendment look like if we reinstituted
so this all has to do
the cases
with the Disabilities Act.
That I just talked about?
Senator, I have a question.
You'd be deleting language from the bill.
What would an amendment look like?
Which is a good thing.
We would just be undoing what the bill is trying to do. That's correct.
It's a good thing. So maybe we can have an amendment to the amendment.
You'd be deleting language from the bill.
Is that possible?
Which is a good thing.
Do you think it would be possible to do something like that?
It's possible to do that, yes.
Because here's the problem. And I've said this a few times now. You can't just pick and choose like that.
Do you think it would be possible to do something like
that? I mean, I see myself as an equal to whoever is next to me, whatever they look like, whatever their ability is.
I mean, I'm equal to that person. As an equal.
And so,
whoever is
I mean,
to me, whatever,
I know
whatever
this is
they
good-willed,
look like, whatever their ability
but,
is,
but it's just like a
I'm
little crumb.
I'm equal to that person.
It's an attempt to,
and
to
so,
reinforce
I mean,
the
know
statutory language without enforcing
but,
the case law.
It's just like a little crumb. So how do you think we're going
to
rectify
to,
this?
Reinforce the statutory language.
Well, you'd have to go back to the original bill.
The and
So how
strike
do you think
the sections that are deleting
this?
The case law.
Okay.
Well, you'd have to go back to the original bill.
Senator, thank you. I'm going to ask you a question in a moment. Mr. President,
the sections that are deleting
Senator from the 14th.
I would like to inquire of the senator from the 10th.
Senator from
the 10th, I'm going to ask you a question
not in the chamber.
In
Sergeant at Arms summons the senator from the 10th. From the 14th.
I would like to inquire of the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th. It's not in the chamber. Sergeant at Arms summons the senator from the 10th. Senator 10th, do you yield for an inquiry from Senator 14th?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, thank you so much. I know that you are busy doing a lot in your office.
Senator 10th, do you yield for an inquiry from Senator 14th?
Are you familiar with this amendment
I do.
At all?
Proceed.
Is this
Senator,
the disparate impact
so
amendment?
That you are busy doing
this
a lot
is
in your office.
I don't know.
From Senator from Green.
Are you familiar
yes.
with
this? Yes, I'm familiar with that amendment. I've got
okay,
it here in front
you,
of me.
Is this the I was asking impact the Senator from amendment? The fourth earlier what this means to
this
him.
Is,
and I'm not an attorney,
from
so
Senator
I just
from
wanted
Green.
To know
yes, I'm familiar with
what
amendment.
This
I've got
okay,
it here in front of me.
Means to you.
Okay, so I'm going to read it with you while we're standing here so that we can make sure we're on the same page. Unless the decision or action has an adverse impact on the protected criteria. Criterion, in which case court shall rely
okay.
heavily heavily upon judicial interpretations of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as amended, the Age Employment on the Age Discrimination Employment Act of 67 and the Americans with Disabilities Act. And then I'm going to jump down, and it says, further amend the bill when the action alleges adverse impact discrimination, subdivisions 1 and 2 of this section shall not apply. In such cases, the court shall look at, and then the same list is. Okay, so it's my understanding that sometimes discrimination is not overt in the sense of you're fired because you're black. It's yes. So there's some sort of criteria that are placed on hiring or advancement, and what happens is one group of people is treated differently because there's some sort of criteria. Which thank you for reminding me about that case because I did go back and take a look at it, and I'm now familiar with the facts of that case. But what this would do essentially is say, you know, we talk about that, or the sponsor of the bill is saying that he's trying to make this bill mirror federal law. But what this would do, and the reality is, we've been told that this bill actually does not mirror federal law because disparate impact claims would actually be lumped in and treated, or actually thrown out under the bill that they've crafted. So what this amendment will do, this amendment will say that disparate impact claims will be treated exactly the same as they are on the federal level. So it actually, so what this amendment will do, you know, it's saying that all types of discrimination claims, including disparate impact, will be treated under this umbrella. I think it makes this bill slightly better
impact, in a small way.
Will be treated under it this. It takes one umbrella. Of the four or five things
so is that, a good
that
thing or
is not similar between the current bill and the federal law and makes it more similar. I think, though, I mean,
four or five things,
you know, all of the cliches, it's still, it is what it is.
Between
I mean, I don't like the bill overall, and it's going to look a little bit better if this is passed.
But here's my problem with that. That's like handing out a crumb.
You know, all of the cliches, it's still, it is what it is.
That's what's happening.
I mean, I don't like the bill overall, and it's going to look a little bit better.
We get crumbs. But here's my problem with that. Small little promises. Here's a crumb, and we're supposed to swallow the rest of it
for
what we don't get. We get crumbs.
And, you know, I think that, Senator, that is obviously, I mean, an accurate portrayal of things that have been happening over the last few decades in this country. And this would be one small, tiny step towards equality between the state of Missouri's employment discrimination laws and the United States and discrimination laws, but the reality is, Senator, that right now we've got better laws in Missouri, so I'm still going to oppose the overall bill, because the overall bill sets back the state of Missouri, even if we start to fix little pieces here and there, we're still not going to have the laws that the people of the state of Missouri deserve, even if this amendment passes. I will be voting for the passage of this amendment, however, because it does make it better, and it actually takes us one step closer to what it is that the sponsor says he's trying to do, which is having us mirror federal law, which this bill does not currently do.
Okay, I do feel what you're saying. If I would have a tunnel vision for one class of people, I would probably be in complete agreement. But
saying,
because it's so short-sighted, you know, I think it's a crumb. I think it's a crumb. It is a crumb. And we shouldn't, be reduced to crumbs.
You know, I think it's
so
a crumb.
I appreciate
it's hard to take crumbs when the other side's eating a sandwich. I get that.
Senator Abdi, thank you so much for your inquiry. Mr. President,
Senator from the 14th.
I would like to inquire from the Senator from the 5th.
Thank you so much.
Senator from the 5th.
Your inquiry. Mr. President,
Sergeant at Arms summons the Senator from the 5th.
I would like to inquire from the Senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th. Sergeant at Arms summons the Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th, do you yield for inquiry from Senator from the 14th?
Yes, I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, did you just hear the conversation that I had with the senator,
Senator from
the 5th,
do you yield for inquiry
You know,
from
unfortunately,
from
I did not.
Yes,
want to bring me up to
Proceed.
Speed.
All right, you, so we Senator, have you this amendment before us. That I had with the senator from the 10th. The senator
you know, unfortunately,
from
I did not want to bring me up to speed.
Offered. All right. And so what it does is deal with those with disabilities. Now, the sponsor of the underlying bill has been saying for what it does we need to get back to the standards of 1964. And when I looked at the language, I don't know if you recall 2 days or not, 2 days ago, but I talked about the ADA Act of 2008 and how it was a broadening of language in federal law, and George Bush was very supportive of that. So what the senator from Green is trying to establish here is that for those with disabilities, it's okay to go to the standards set in federal law in 2008. But for those who look like you and I, it's okay to stay in 1967 or 1964. That's what this bill, that's what this amendment means to me. It means it's okay for one class of people to go to the most current language, which is the ADA Act of 2008. It means it's okay. But for those of us that look like you and myself to go to we get to stay back in 1964
ADA Act of 2008
do you have a problem
for
with
those
that,
of
us that
well,
look like you and myself
Senator,
I called it a crumb
if it's not going to embrace all of the protected criterion then indeed we need to make an amendment to make it be so I'm afraid I don't have that amendment on my desk
it is in let's see what is 4933 S02.25
we need to make an amendment to make it be so I'm afraid I don't have that amendment on my desk.
It ends in, let's see, what it's 4.9. It only covers one protected class of people.
It ends in 2.5S, Senator?
Yes, 2.5S.
All right. And your concern is line 7, 8, and 9, where we're speaking about Americans with disabilities.
It's only coming up to standard for those with disabilities, but it leaves people that look like you and I out. So I have a problem with that. I have a fundamental problem with that.
It's only coming
because it's okay to discriminate against you and me, but it's not okay to discriminate against a person who doesn't have the same abilities that I do.
Because
it's okay, and I thought that we were on equal footing against you and me.
Under the criterion, yes.
But it's not okay to discriminate.
Well, Senator, you know you have the right to amend the amendment.
Doesn't have the same abilities that I do. Well, hopefully our staff can help us do an amendment to the amendment.
Yes. Well, Senator, you know you
because
have
I
the
want
right
every
to amend
protected
the amendment.
Class to be covered. Well, hopefully our staff could help us do an amendment to the amendment.
Senator, you were mentioning,
because
I believe,
I
when you were talking with the Senator
covered.
From the 4th, you talked about protections that went back, as we had discussion earlier today, that went back Senator, into... Senator, you were mentioning, well, I believe, the, when you were... The, talking the issue the goes Senator all the way back into the 1800s, and we've come forward with some changes, and even some today, recently. You also spoke of some changes well, that one of our governors did to this The issue particular goes all the way language. Back into the 1800s, and we've come forward with some
Early
changes. And no, it was President recently.
Bush.
You
yeah,
also,
Bush.
It, but it was the ADA.
One yeah,
of
Bushy
our
Bush.
Governors.
Yeah,
so
that
we're
was
talking
the
about things that.
The ADA Act of 2008, and
no,
I mean,
it
they were
President
very explicit.
Bush.
Yeah, Bush.
It was, but it was the ADA.
As much
yeah,
as they did.
Bush.
Yeah,
so
that
we're
was
talking
the
about
act that they actually did. So, I mean, if I don't know if this is the senator who's sponsoring this bill is he caving?
Act,
they actually you know, is it okay to cave with one class of people and not okay to cave with another class of people? I mean, does he have an issue with people who look like you and I? I don't know. I'm just saying,
class of
people, you know, I thought people with disabilities were on equal footing of people who
I mean,
look like you and I. And I'm just saying,
you and I,
if
I
we are
know.
Going to have a provision
saying,
that comes
you know,
up
I
to standard for one class of people, we should
like
have
you
the same standard
saying,
for other classes
we
of
are
people.
Going to have
and for every case that's in between this 2008 ADA and
and 1964, I want to make sure that those are not null and void.
That's in between
and we're still accepting these fundamental cases.
And 1964,
the ones that we discussed earlier.
I want to make sure.
Have you had dialogue?
But, let me tell you this. Let me tell you what this reminds me of. This reminds me of
fundamental cases,
our plea as people of color
earlier.
In redistricting.
Have you had
but versus
you,
the other Democrats.
Let me tell you what this
now,
reminds me of.
Just
this
Democrats, they just want to have a Democratic district. But people like you and I, we care about having a district
Democrats.
That looks like you and I.
Now,
so often, when we
Democrats,
have this conversation about redistricting,
district,
we get lost in the shuffle.
People like you and
oh, absolutely.
I,
we
get
care
lost
about
having
absolutely.
A district that looks like you
and I. I think that's
we're
why all of our
about
maps
that issue right now.
Are, yeah, absolutely.
And people,
in
there are a
right
lot
now.
Of people who care about redistricting right now, Senator.
Yeah, there are a lot
of both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely.
You know, we always get the shuffle.
Like
one of those little dances that you did back in the 50s.
Yeah,
getting the shuffle on both sides of the aisle.
You don't remember back that far.
No, I do.
Okay, but you heard about it.
Shuffle. Yes, I made it up.
You heard about it.
Like one of those little dances that you did back in the
50s. Well, Senator, you know, maybe we should inquire of the Senator from Andrew to find out if he does support this amendment. I did hear that.
Yeah, he does support the amendment.
Maybe he'd be willing to expand that to embrace all of the protection criteria.
I bet you
Andrew.
You
don't
find
think
out
he
does
support
this
are we getting
amendment.
An amendment from
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he does support
I hope that our staff is working on
be willing to expand that to embrace all of the protection
I'm
criteria.
I bet you he
will.
You
don't think he will. That's always
are
progress. If you're getting a note, you're
there?
Getting somewhere.
I'm getting a note.
I
hope that our staff is working on
I'm in
minutes.
Fifth grade again. I'm
getting a note.
That's always progress. If you're getting a note,
okay,
you're
it looks like it's pretty good.
Note.
Of course, we said that we're
I'm
not attorneys.
Getting a note.
I can't. You know, I'm sorry. I can't give up too quickly. I can't
okay,
give up
it
too
looks
quickly
like it's
because,
good.
Of course,
what?
We said
it's
that
so
we're not
you know,
attorneys.
We give in
yes.
so quickly.
Well, stand your ground, Senator.
You
speak your mind.
We give in way too quickly for people who look like you and I. I'm tired of giving in.
Well, what does your
I'm not
stand your ground, Senator. Speak your mind.
The pending amendment already covers disparate impact cases for all
like
protected classes.
I'm tired of giving in.
What does
it
say?
Disability. But here's my problem.
Say that
okay,
again.
So
say that again. What does it say? What covers
it says
what?
The pending amendment already covers disparate impact cases for all protected classes,
say
race,
again.
Gender, age,
say
disability,
that again.
Et cetera.
Say
but
that again.
Here's my problem.
Say that again.
I don't,
what does it say? What's
I don't see
it says
that.
The
pending
amendment already covers disparate impact cases.
For all protected classes, race,
all right.
gender,
Let's
age,
find one.
So,
but
yeah, here's the problem. I don't
understand.
I don't
this.
See that.
So
we're going
to have to ask
President,
an attorney to explain.
Senator
this
from
the
14th.
I'm looking for an attorney.
Right.
I would like
Let's
to
so,
inquire of the senator
we need an
from the 4th
who understands this, Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
I'm looking for an attorney. I would like to inquire of the senator.
It looks like the senator from the 4th is moving that direction, Senator.
You sure did, Senator.
It looks like the senator from the 4th is moving that direction, Senator. Senator from the 4th, you yield to inquiry from the senator from the 14th?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate it. I just kind of feel lonely.
Senator from the 4th, you yield to inquiry from the senator from the
14th? I think we need a quorum.
Proceed.
Mr. President, can we have a quorum?
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate it. I just kind of feel lonely out on
noticing
the
an absence
floor.
Of a quorum?
Yes, I notice an absence,
of, a
absence of a quorum.
Mr. President, can
Thank
we have
you.
A quorum?
Noticing an absence of a quorum?
Yes, I notice an absence,
absence
of a
quorum, quorum has been noted. Sergeant Arms, summons a quorum. An absence of a quorum has been noted. Sergeant Arms, summons a quorum.
Quorum is present. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I just received an email.
Quorum is present.
From,
proceed.
From someone who probably knows a little bit more about,
thank
a lot
you,
more
Mr.
about
President.
This than I do. And I'll just
Senator,
read it to
I
you.
Just received an email.
The case of Coleman versus Donahoe.
From
the Federal 7th Court of Appeals was included to show that even the federal courts recognize the McDonnell-Douglas test is a legal nightmare and are poised to abandon it. I sent you a copy of this. But here's what the question is. Here's the question that is raised. Why would Missouri consider adopting a procedure that even the federal courts are preparing to abandon because it is unwieldy? What is the effect of amending the Missouri Human Rights Act?
Three senators on the floor. Senator from Green, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise to raise a point of order.
Take your point of order.
I don't believe that we allow computer equipment
on the floor. Senator from Green, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I rise to raise a point of order.
Take your point of order.
I don't believe that we allow computer equipment on the
floor. Senator from 14th. Point of order will be referred to the President Pro Tem. Anyone wishes
Senator
to speak on the point of order?
Mr. President?
Senator from 14th.
Point
of order will be referred to the President Pro Tem. Anyone wishes to speak on the point of order?
Computer. Mr. President?
Noted. Senator from 14th.
This utensil is not a computer.
Noted. Senator from Green.
I will withdraw my point of order and seek some clarity for the rules at another time.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Point of order has been
withdrawn.
Senator
Green. I will withdraw my point of order and
so the question,
seek some clarity
thank
for the rules.
You, Mr. President. So the question
you,
that
thank
I was
you.
Asking, Senator,
point of order
was
been withdrawn.
Why would Missouri consider
proceed.
Adopting a procedure that
so
even the federal courts are preparing to abandon
so
because it is unwieldy?
That I was asking,
are you familiar
Senator,
with
was, why
with McDonnell Douglas? I think it's in Title VII.
No, I'm not familiar with that case. I don't unwieldy. Practice in federal court.
Are you familiar
I,
with
I'm
with
bet you
McDonnell
there's not a very
Douglas.
Good answer for that.
Title VII. Well,
no,
I'm you know,
not
I actually thought McDonnell Douglas
case.
Versus Green was a good standard that
I,
was set. Percy Green,
I'm,
who you are
bet you
not
familiar a
with,
oh, yeah.
Who has
well,
been an advocate
you know, I actually thought
for
McDonnell
a long
Douglas
time for
Green
civil rights
was
justice
a good
in our state and in our
set.
Country.
I think he's a constituent of mine, to be honest with you.
With.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, your constituent
been an
was
fighting for fairness
for a long time,
and
for civil rights,
basically won his case.
I think he's a constituent.
And so McDonnell Douglas,
well, your constituent versus Green,
was fighting for fairness, you know, establishes some really important principles. And let me look in my notes.
And so McDonnell Douglas.
So
Green,
it's the step,
you know,
process. McDonnell Douglas
really important
versus Green.
And
you have to go through the step process, and I think I explained it the other day.
So
but,
it's the step process.
There are basically three
McDonnell
steps.
Douglas
and with
Green,
the first step, there's several other steps.
The step process. And,
I'm not an attorney, but you know, I try to
basically three steps
do as much as I can to understand
the
stuff. But do you know the phrase, the prima facie?
Prima facie evidence, yeah.
Okay, so you have to do the prima facie evidence, and that deals with protected class, qualified, is the person qualified for the job, is there an adverse action, is the person looking for a job similarly situated to someone out of the protected class? Was the job opening still there? That's the prima facie. And then the second standard, or the second step in the process, you would have to articulate the legitimate discrimination.
That's the prima facie.
Did the employer fire the individual for their race, or did the individual fire, or the company fire the individual for their, you know, attitude, so-called attitude? And then you have to, the third step is establishing pretext. So, and you're familiar with pretext?
You know, attitude.
Not in this instance, no.
And then you have
you
to.
You should have been at my study group.
Is
next time I'm going to invite you to my study group.
And you're familiar
group.
With pretext.
Okay, so.
No.
You should have been at
you
my
You have
study
to prove
group. Pretext. So in Lomax versus Daimler Chrysler, Missouri relied on a federal law and opinion. And we would have to
you
show
have to
the plaintiff
pretext.
Would have
so
to show
Lomax versus
that
Chrysler,
the employer was lying in their discovery. So the information that was offered, so, and I don't have Lomax in front of me, but what I would say is if an employer says, well, I fired him or I didn't hire her because, you know, her hair was purple.
Says,
you know,
well,
or just something
I fired him,
that was something else. But her hair wasn't purple. Her hair was black.
You know, her hair was purple.
You know, and
you
the person could prove that their hair was never
that was
purple.
Else, but her hair
that would be
wasn't
setting
purple.
Pretext.
Her hair
which is
was
basically saying
black.
That the employer
you know,
in
and
discovery
the proved
lied.
That their hair was never purple.
And so, you know,
that
I
would be setting pretext.
I'm trying to fit the
which
pieces
is
in
basically
this,
saying that
Senator. It is hard. I mean, I'm asking you questions
lie.
Because, I mean, you know,
so,
but,
you know, I'm
going back to this note
to
that says that this amendment would protect all
hard.
Classes.
I mean, I'm asking
I mean,
you questions.
That is a huge move.
But, you know,
for
I'm going back
the sponsor
to
of the bill to go from
would
one end
classes.
Of the spectrum
I mean,
to
that
the
is
complete opposite end of the spectrum.
For the sponsor
and,
of the
you know,
bill
I just want
to
do due diligence in trying to understand this
of the spectrum
so that, you know, we are not
of the spectrum.
Hey. Pretext.
And, you know, I just want to do due diligence.
We're not being fooled.
This. So
I just want to make sure we're not being fooled.
Not,
you know, and that's why I'm asking
hey,
you about
pretext.
That, and that's why I was asking about this
we're not
this
being
question
fooled.
That the federal government.
I just want to make sure we're not being fooled.
What is
you
that?
Know, and that's why I'm asking you about that, and that's why I was asking about this question that the federal government.
I just want to make sure that we're not getting, you know, the crumbs, and in this amendment. From what I see as a non-legal entity,
I just want to make
you know,
sure that
the
we're
law,
not getting
is that this,
you know, the crumbs.
This merely
and
deals
this
with,
from what I see,
you know, the ADA,
non-legal
ADA
2008.
Yeah,
and so that's
law,
if this specifically, if this amendment specifically deals with.
You know, the ADA,
then why doesn't it deal with
so
McBride?
If this
why doesn't it deal with all of these other fundamental
with
and important
the ADA,
cases that have been established. So here's what I'm saying. Here's kind of like what I wanted to negotiate, really. What I'd like to negotiate is, if we're going to go up to 2008, that have been all those cases that deal with protected classes, you know, for people who look like me, I'd like that
if we're going
to
go up to 2008,
a standard that we accept as well.
That
so the Greggs,
classes,
the
McBride,
like that, the Doherty, I want that
we accept
to be accepted as
well.
Not
so
just the ADA
Greggs,
Act of 2008.
The McBride, the Doherty.
And so I just
want
to know what you're thinking
to
is
be
on
accepted
that.
As well.
I mean, because I'm sure Percy Green would care
of 2008.
Some of those things addressed. And so I just
well,
want
I,
to know what you're
number one, I agree with.
I
want
sure
what you want.
Percy Green would care.
I want. I don't know why we want to mess. Why we want to alter.
Well,
the laws
I
that we have them.
Number one,
I'm
I agree with.
Not going to vote in favor of the bill.
I want what you want.
As for
I don't know why we want to mess.
The amendment, we want to alter in which case courts shall rely heavily upon judicial interpretations. So that's that brings into account some
as
of the
for
case
the.
Law.
The
judicial
the
interpretation,
just, you know,
in which
I
case
want
courts
to
shall rely heavily upon judicial interpretations.
The sponsor of this amendment
so
said he's not an attorney. I know I'm not an attorney.
The
I want this to be drawn out if possible so I can
the
see it in layman's terms, and I completely agree with it.
I want this
that's all I'm asking. Just
draw
the picture for me. Pretend like I'm in third grade.
See it
draw the picture for me
terms,
so I can make
and
sure.
Because
I don't want to move from this.
That's all I'm asking.
I don't want to move from this
the picture
unless
for me,
it's exactly
like
what
I'm in third
I want.
Grade. Draw the picture for me so I can make sure.
And I don't think you
I don't want to
move from it either.
I don't want to move from this.
I mean, unless you know, can you draw the picture for me?
No, I mean,
so don't you want someone to explain that to you, too?
Yes. I mean, this is employment law. I don't practice in employment law.
I mean, unless you know, can you draw the picture for me?
No, I mean,
so don't you want someone to explain that to you, too?
Yes. I mean, this is employment law. I don't practice in employment law.
What's your thinking, Senator? What you are the senior senator. Well, you're my
Wait.
You're my mom's senator.
I am your mom's senator.
So since you're my mom's senator,
I am your mother's senator.
I would like to know.
You have a very nice mother, by the way.
Well, I do.
Wait.
You're
yes.
my she drives you're my mom's senator.
I am your mom's senator.
So since you're my mom's senator,
I am your mother's senator.
I would like to know if
you
you're
very
interested
nice mother,
in making sure that this
yes.
addresses the concerns that I have.
She really does.
Then
but anyway,
tell me since between the two of us, you are the senior senator.
In making sure that this addresses
what
the
would be the next step? Who should I ask to draw the
then
picture?
Tell me, since between the two of us, you.
I would ask the sponsor of the bill
senator,
or of the amendment.
What
okay.
would be the next step?
Well, let me
who
do that.
I ask
Mr. President,
Senator from 14th.
I would like to inquire of the senator.
I would
Green.
Ask the sponsor of the bill.
Mr. Green, do you yield?
I certainly
okay.
do.
Proceed.
Well, let me do that. Mr.
Good evening,
President.
Senator.
Good
Senator
evening,
14.
And you know how much I appreciate
like
you. And
likewise.
I love my utensil that I have here.
I certainly do.
It's merely a utensil.
Good
but
evening, Senator.
Good
we can
evening.
Discuss that
you
another time, I'm sure.
It's a utensil.
Likewise.
If it has vibrated, it's a
utensil.
Utensil
that I have here.
What did you want to speak about tonight?
Here's but, what my question is.
We can discuss that another time,
my
I'm
concern
sure.
here is that every class is protected.
What did you want to speak about tonight?
Here's what my
and
question is.
And
the language that I
my
see that I'm looking at,
here
just
is
one class
that
of people
every class
is protected.
Well, let me start
and
with this.
The language that I see that I'm
neither one
at,
of us are attorneys.
Just one
yes,
class.
Absolutely.
And you've
protected.
I'm sure from I know from my so, time in the House, let me start I'm sure with that this. You experienced the same thing. Neither and one probably of us noticed attorneys. It all those
yes,
times that people
absolutely.
Would say I'm not and, an attorney, but you've I'm sure from I know from my time I want to make sure that I'm sure saying that I'm not an attorney, so thing.
That's what I keep
and
saying too.
It
and I preface it,
say
I keep
I'm
saying
attorney,
it again and again. I'm not an attorney. I'm just trying to understand it.
I want
to
make sure
and
that I'm saying
please,
I'm not an
please,
attorney,
please
so
please understand.
That's what I keep
I'm
saying.
I'm not trying to bar
and
you
I preface
from,
it,
from passing
I keep
your
saying
amendment.
It again
what
again,
I'm trying
I'm
to do is have a clear picture of what this means. All I see in this language is ADA language. I don't see anything about trying to race, do is have a clear what else was there? I don't see anything about gender or age in this. I only see this reference to 42 U.S.C. 121.01.
What else was there? I don't see anything about gender.
Let me say, again, I'm not an attorney,
I
so
reference
I have labored over this
USC
quite extensively over the past week or so.
Well, let me
and
say,
even beyond that, an attorney, just from so my concerns, as I mentioned when I offered the amendment,
this
going back to last
quite
year.
Extensively over the past
and,
and even
I think it's important
that,
to point out here
my concerns, as I mentioned when I offered the amendment,
all of
going
those
back to last year,
protected classes are covered.
I think
but we're
it's
talking
important
about certain kinds
here,
of claims, those adverse impact claims.
All
if,
of those
if they are within the
protected
criterion,
are covered. But we're talking about certain kinds of claims.
It's addressed if it's
those
an
adverse,
adverse
impact,
impact
if,
claim.
If they are within the protected criterion, then it's addressed if it's an
I want
adverse
to point out
impact claim.
How much I labored over this,
my,
and I think
I
we
wanna
share some of the very same concerns. And because of that, I appreciate
I
very much the concerns that you've
how
raised.
How much I labored
and
over
I think
this,
we're,
and I think, we
I think
share
we're
some
headed
of the
to the same direction.
And because of that,
you know, in this era of term limits,
I appreciate very much
a lot
the
of times we don't have an
raised.
Opportunity to build up
and
trust
I think
levels.
I think we're headed to the same direction.
Perhaps could have been done in days
you know,
gone
in this
by.
Era of term limits,
but I am
a lot
standing
of
on this floor because of a very sincere concern that I
levels.
Have. And after talking with folks,
perhaps could have been done in
not only in my
by.
District,
but I am
but,
standing on this floor because of a very sincere
here.
Concern that I have.
And as I mentioned,
and after talking with folks,
the language,
not
in
only
fact,
in my
was
district,
language that came to my office last year and this year as well from
folks
the
here.
Human Rights
and
Commission themselves. It's identical. I don't think they
the
would pull the wool
fact,
over my
was
eyes.
Was language that came to my office last year and this year as well from the
but,
Human Rights Commission themselves. It's identical.
I want to know.
They would pull the wool over my
and
eyes.
I think this is what I'm hearing you say. I want to know
but,
that when this is all done, I've cast my vote for a bill that I can
I
be proud
know.
Of. Something that does what we're
what
saying.
I'm you say.
It does.
I want to know.
I want to make sure that,
when
that we're
this
not
is all done, I've
overreaching.
Cast my
and
vote
I think
for a
we
bill
owe
that
to our constituents
that does
and we
what
owe it
we're
to
saying,
the people that we're impacting beyond the borders of our
I
district,
make sure
wherever
that
those borders wind up being.
Overreaching. And I think
so
we owe that to our constituents.
I want
and we
to,
owe it
first
to
of all, assure you
that
of
we're impacting
where my heart
the
is on this matter,
wherever those borders wind up being.
And so. I have
I want to
spoken
first of all,
to attorneys
assure you of where my heart is on this matter.
I guess you could say all three sides
and,
of this.
As
I
you
have,
know,
many
I
times
have
we
spoken to attorneys on. I guess you
we
could
say
all
we hear from
three
both
sides
of an
of
issue,
this.
But there's many sides. I think,
as you
and
know,
so I have really
we,
tried to seek input and counsel. I've found that. That's where wisdom
we
is usually found is
both
in the
sides of an issue, but there's
counselors,
many sides,
and
I think, and so I have really tried to, see
especially because of the
counsel.
Fact that I'm not
I've
an attorney,
that
I want to make sure that I have
is usually found is
taken all of that in and tried to process it. In fact, quite frankly, somebody asked me,
especially because of
recently,
the fact that I'm not
what
an
they
attorney,
could get me
to make sure that I have
completely assured
taken
me that,
all of that in and tried to process it. In fact, quite frankly,
I was
somebody
comfortable
asked
with
me,
this, and I said, well, quite frankly, I really need
recently,
a law degree.
What they could get me to,
and as you know,
completely assure
we're
me
we're
that,
headed to a place where we're going to have a dearth of people trained in the law.
This, and I said, well, quite frankly, I really need a law
so
degree.
I think it's important to raise these issues, and
know,
I applaud your questioning.
We're headed to a place,
but I want to assure you.
In
front of
trained in the law in this
our colleagues
chamber.
That
so I think it's important to raise these
I'm
issues
just trying to do
and
the
I
right
applaud
thing.
Your questioning of
and
it.
I want to be
but I want
certain
to
that
you,
we're doing something that is
in
right
in front of our colleagues
so, with that and the
I'm just trying to do the right
counsel
thing.
That I've been given by
and I want to be certain
attorneys
that
on
we're doing
again three
right.
sides of the issue
so
I can assure you
with
that I'm comfortable
and
with
the,
it even though I cannot
counsel
stand
that
here
I've been
and explain
given by
the legalese
attorneys on
and
again,
I wouldn't try
three
to.
Sides of the issue.
So I thank you very much.
I can assure you that I'm
if you have other questions,
you,
I'll attempt to answer
what
those.
I'll say
stand
to
here
you,
and explain
Senator,
the legalese.
What I will say to you
and I wouldn't
is
try to.
That
I thank you very much.
Your
if you have other questions, I'll attempt to answer those.
Here's what I'll say to you with your cause.
What I will say to you,
and one of the things that I've always
appreciated
about you and a couple of other of the senators that I've worked with in the past, is that when you speak about something, it comes from your heart.
About you
and I've always believed that you can never go wrong when you speak from your heart. It's something that Harriet Woods, one of my predecessors, used to always say to me.
That you can never go wrong. When you
obviously was in this body for a long time. But I also want you to understand that because of my experience, this has nothing to do with trusting you. This has everything to do with due diligence and what I am accountable for the 176,000 people that I represent. And so what I'm saying is, and I completely respect every single thing that you were saying. I respect it. I understand it. I feel the emotion behind your voice. And you're genuine. You being genuine.
I respect it.
But I have to do due diligence for my constituents who elected me. And I can't do anything less than my best. And I want someone to explain to me if it takes pictures, triangles, squares, circles. I need to know that this is correct. You know, maybe we should ask another attorney. I mean, the senator who is sponsoring the bill, I don't know, is he an attorney?
I need to know that this is correct. You know, maybe we should ask another attorney.
So, I don't know.
The senator who is sponsoring
Well, maybe
the
I should
bill.
Call him my favorite senator.
I don't know.
Senator.
Is he an attorney?
I would.
I have a couple of favorite senators.
I understand exactly where you're coming from, I think.
I don't know.
And from my own experiences and the people that I work with in my district, this is a very important issue.
I understand exactly where you're coming
quite
from.
Quite frankly, for
and
all of
from
the,
my own experiences and the people that I
for
work
all of
with
the protected classes that we're talking
this
about
this is a
here,
very important issue.
I and, you know, as I look through this the way I read it
for all of
the motivating factor
that we're talking which about here
is listed in the bill.
You know, as I look through this the way I read it the motivating
I'm
factor
listening.
Which
I multitask, I'm a woman.
Is listed in the bill. I just didn't want to. Let's see here.
I multitask. I'm a woman.
It seems to me, and I and again I've talked to the council on all three sides, and they're never going to agree on everything.
It seems to me.
But these,
and again, I've you know, talked the Age Discrimination
Council on all
Act. I think that addresses the.
They're never going to agree
the
on
concern
everything.
There that you raised. The reference to the
these,
Americans with Disabilities
you know, the
Act,
Age Discrimination
I think raises
Act. I think that addresses the
significant
the
protection
that you raised.
For what we're talking about
reference
with
to
regard
the Americans
to those
with
disabilities.
Act.
I
raises,
remember when that entire issue was being fought out here at the state capitol. I wasn't
in office at that time.
For what we're talking about with regard to
these
those
are
with
serious issues, and I just want to
remember when that
I'm not just asking for you to blindly trust me.
State capitol. I wasn't in office.
I'm just I want to assure you that I have done my due diligence because I had a real concern with the bill.
I just want to I'm not
and
just asking for you to blindly trust
I want to make sure that it's something
just,
that
I want to assure
I can
you
be proud
that
of.
I've done my due diligence because I had a real concern
Ronald
with
Reagan
bill.
Said trust but verify.
And
that's merely what I'm
I
doing.
Want to make sure that
so I hope that you
something
can
that
respect
I
that.
Can be proud
I
of.
Certainly do. In fact, that's kind of where I've been
Ronald
these last
Reagan
few days.
Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify.
And
that's merely what
I
I'm
wouldn't
doing.
Be standing here if I
so
didn't
I
feel like I'd done adequate verification.
That.
I certainly do. In fact,
to me,
it was
a these last few
pretty
days.
Good sign that my
I wouldn't
original
be
language
here if I didn't feel like I'd done adequate
which was given to me on
to me
Friday
was,
by the
pretty good
second vice president of our
my,
local chapter of the NAACP
original language,
which I'm a member of
which
was identical to what was handed
to
me
Friday
Pardon
by
me?
The
they
let you second in? Vice president of our
they did let
local
me in.
Chapter of the That's NAACP, not. Which I'm a member of.
And in fact, when they did, they
was identical
made
to
certain
was
that I understood that it was the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
They did
and
let
that I was a color, too.
That's
so we,
in fact, when they did,
we
they
have a great relationship.
Made certain that I understood
and going back to before I was even in office.
For the Advancement of Colored People, and that I was a color, too.
So we that language was identical to what was handed to
going
me
back to before I was even in office
the last few days by the coalition that was putting this together, and it struck me as kind of unique.
That
so
language
I
was identical to what was handed
looked
to
into
me,
that, and it was identical to what the Human Rights Commission
coalition.
And I think our local chapter actually got it from the Human Rights Commission. Looked into that, and it was
so
identical to what the Human Rights Commission put forth. And I think our local chapter actually got it from the Human Rights Commission.
If this is something
I have a question
that I could agree with, tell me why the sponsor was so willing to accept it, but not accept any of our previous efforts.
I could agree with.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Because it sounds like you did your due diligence for your constituents. And
I don't know the answer to that question.
This is something that we deal with often in this body and the General Assembly. There's the minority, there's the majority. And it's kind of like the example that I've been dealing with for
the General Assembly.
You know, I've been on this journey to talk about domestic violence for
it's kinda
the last 2 months.
The example that I've been
and really
with
wanted
for,
to express my concerns with my constituents, and I think about
domestic violence for the last
Custer's task force
and, really
and how he, a man, a white male, cared about domestic violence. Last year we passed a bill dealing with
Custer's
domestic violence. But I'm wondering
how
if we sponsor the same legislation, knowing who we are as the minority in the minority party, would we have even had an opportunity to pass that same language, that same legislation? And I raise that because, again, we're getting to the essence of what Briggs is all about. Would you have a different standard?
That same language, that same legislation.
A different standard.
And I raise that because,
for
again, we're
one group of people.
Of
I'm not talking so much about protected classes, but
would you have a different
certain
standard?
Certain people are given privileges.
A different standard.
By virtue of who they are
for
and what they look like,
one
they walk
people,
around
I'm
with
not
the privilege.
So much about protected classes.
Other people,
certain people
are completely
are
different
privileges.
From that privileged person.
By virtue
and
of who
they
are, they
have
and what
to
they
fight
look like,
tooth
they
and nail
with the privilege.
To have an opportunity.
Other people,
and getting
are
to my point is,
from that privileged person.
If we honestly search within ourselves,
tooth and nail
if I file that same legislation that we passed last year dealing with domestic violence,
if we
what is the true reality? Would my bill have ever been heard
if I filed that
or
same legislation?
There is
that
an interest
last year dealing with
for that bill
violence.
To be passed by who
what
it was passed
reality?
By.
Would my bill
we all agree to it
heard or even passed?
But what is the reality of
for
someone who looks like me
by who
having an opportunity to get that
we all agree
bill
to, it.
To this floor?
But what is
and
the reality
like
of,
we are debating
of someone who
this
looks like me
legislation, which is so critical?
To get
people of color
bill
and other protected classes.
And
do you feel where I'm I just want
like
you to be in my shoes
this
for a moment.
Legislation.
I've been
so
in this building.
To
this is my 12th year
and
being in this building
classes.
As a staffer and
to
as an elected
be
official.
In my shoes for a moment.
And time and time
I've been
again,
in this building. This is
I have seen
being in this building as
the
a
privileged be able to do things
as an
that I couldn't do.
And time again,
I was so
I
blessed to be empowered by an amazing boss who believed that as a black young person, I should
I
be empowered and be able
to
do whatever the heck I wanted to do.
By an
I wanted to run for office.
Who believed
he gave me
that
the skills and experiences
person,
that I needed to succeed.
I should be empowered and be able to do whatever the heck I wanted
chamber.
To do. I wanted to run
I go
office.
Into the lower chamber
And I remember one of the most fundamental bills that I ever dealt with. And I had to stand up for 4 hours.
I go into the lower chamber.
4 hours.
And I remember one of the most fundamental bills that I ever dealt with.
It would probably be 15, 20 minutes.
And I had to stand up for 4 hours to talk.
That's what I'm talking about in this legislation. This is the concern that I have. I don't only carry the burden of, you know, the people who are my constituents. I carry the burden of every single minority in the state. So please understand, Senator, when I ask for the explanation of what this amendment is, understand I'm carrying the burden of hundreds of thousands of people in this state.
Of what this amendment
is. I cannot take that lightly.
The burden
I cannot.
Of hundreds of thousands
and I respect
of people
where you're coming
in
from.
This state.
And I hope that you understand where I'm coming from.
Take that lightly.
But the reality is, things other than the rules in this chamber, things are not always equal, and I need to be sure. I need to be sure. And perhaps
but
the senator
the
here is going to draw, you know, the X's
other
and
than
Y's
the
in this chamber.
Things are not always equal, and I need to be sure. I need to be sure, and perhaps the senator here is going to draw.
You know, I've enjoyed this discourse with you. Yesterday, the senator from the 23rd was speaking, and I was sitting on the bench back here.
I've enjoyed this discourse.
And I just kept saying,
he's so genuine.
He's so real.
The 23rd was speaking.
And I was sitting
I'm sure
on
staffers heard me say that.
And I truly meant it.
I just kept saying,
because oftentimes people come in here and they like just play along. They do the rhetoric.
And
they just play.
Sure the staffers heard
but
me say
when
that,
the senator from the 23rd was having a conversation, I think, with the senator from the 11th,
and they like just play along,
I felt where he was coming from, even though I didn't agree.
But when the senator
but I
from
felt
the
23rd
was having
the
a
responsibility
conversation,
that
the 11th,
he carried on his own shoulders,
I felt
I respected
where
it.
He was coming
I
from,
respect
even though
where you're
I didn't
coming
agree.
From.
I do, but I felt the emotion.
I thank you for that.
I
too have.
I respected it. I respect
I'm going to be 43 years old in May.
I do.
And over that 43 thank years, you for that, I have I, seen I too have people mistreated. I'm going to be 43 and I have years seen old discrimination. And over that 43 years, I have seen people mistreated. I don't know really what other the and other I have what seen else to say other than and it has made me physically ill at times. I don't know really what other the other what else to say other than I'd love to have a it has made me physically more in-depth conversation with you sometime, but I think that it is the duty of every I'd love to have a person in this chamber to make sure that we do the right with thing with regard to that, because I think while I the duty and the of senator every from Green person in my this vote impacts sure that we do the right thing every Missourian that because and it's really not just our votes while I it's what our tone is senator from it's Green what our message is my it's vote impacts what kind of every a, Missourian quite frankly what really kind not of just an our environment votes. That we're fostering it's what with our the rhetoric is. It's what our message and, is and what kind you of know, a, I
quite frankly,
I have seen
kind of
discrimination in the workplace
that we're fostering
I've
with
seen
the rhetoric
and discrimination
you know,
that was kind of
I have
not
seen
really
discrimination
overt
in the workplace
I've that, seen that people don't even think about
because they're not sensitive to
that
it
was kind of
and
not
so
really overt
that
it's just become increasingly important to me over the years and
because
I guess going back really
to
and so
well, like I said long before I was in the Capitol
it's just
and,
become increasingly
I felt like,
important to me over the years and
if
I
wasn't part of the
really
solution
to,
I was part of the problem
well like I said long
and
before
once
I
my eyes were opened
and,
I felt like
kind of young adulthood I guess
if I wasn't part of the solution I was part
I,
of the problem
and once my
was
eyes
aware
were opened,
and I guess more
it was kind of young adulthood, I guess.
I'd say on guard, but I
just noticed it more. and so it's been an issue that I've been more paying attention to for some time.
On guard, but
I can appreciate what you're saying and where you're coming from. So it's been an issue that
again,
I think it's important that we are
paying
sure
to for some time.
I don't begrudge your.
I can appreciate
your understanding of your duty to do
from.
Your job as representative,
again,
senator, excuse me, from representing your constituents.
I don't begrudge your understanding of your duty to do your job as representative.
I just stand here to give you my word and my understanding, the way it was explained to me,
and so
by folks on all sides of the issue.
I just stand here to give you my word and
the gentleman from our local chapter is
the way it was explained to
he himself is an attorney
by folks on
now
all
I don't
sides
know
of the
that you know he
the
would agree with other parts of the bill but this is the language
he himself is an attorney
that came directly
now,
from
I don't
him.
Know that
so I trust him with regard to this
you know, he would agree with other parts of the bill but this is the language
on my utensil. I'm
that
kidding.
Came directly from him.
It was a joke.
So I trust him.
Here's what I know, and I think you have gone the farthest of anyone that I know to understand what it is like to be a minority within the minority party. And I have to say that that is an exception. What it is like is not the rule. A minority. I will say that when you walk around with this skin on, that is an exception. You know, you see a different thing. And I will say, I won't forget when I was a teenager, I was working at, I guess, my local grocery store for a semester. You know, you see a different and there's this person who came through the line. I won't forget. And I've always had a very strong work ethic, obviously. You can tell by what I do in this body. But I always had a strong work ethic. There's this person and someone came down the line and called me the N word, obviously. And it's the first time that I always had ever happened to me. I think about an event that I went to with, again, the senator from the 23rd last week. And there's a crowd of about 200 Caucasian attorneys. Again, the senator from the 23rd. There's one black male. And there was one crowd of about 200 Caucasian and there's some women in there, but everyone for the most part minus one or minus two were white. And I stood up and I spoke out what I believed in. And there's some women in there, and I had a confidence that is uncomparable to anything. What I see in terms of the confidence what I believe in young and I had African Americans and some Hispanics. Is not the confidence what I see in that I have. Confidence I'm fighting here. Young, I'm standing before you today because I want Hispanics every person of color to have the confidence that I have. I'm fighting here. That is the burden that I bear today. And again, I think every that we're going to have an opportunity to, have to explore this. That I have. I do not want to go that
quickly.
Is the burden that I bear.
I want and to again, dot the I's and cross
that we're
the
going
T's.
To have an
and if there
to
is legalese that I do not
I do
understand,
not want to go
I want to go to the furthest
I want
extent
to
where I do understand. Now,
and if there
with
is
saying that,
that, I do, not
I do know that the senator from the 10th has an amendment, and she says that it addresses
now,
some of my concerns.
That,
I'm going to go through this exploration with her
the 10th
as well. I have
she says
appreciated
that it
immensely
some of my
this
concerns.
Discourse
I'm
between the
go
two of us. I've gotten to see
her.
Who
as
you
well.
Really are made of.
I have appreciated
thank
and
you.
That
I
this, you know discourse.
I tell people if I
us,
can't look at you
I've
in the face, I have no respect
who
for you.
You really are made of.
You have to earn
everything that I've ever had to endure
I tell people if I can't
and achieve in my life has never come easy. None of it.
You have to
none
earn
of it.
Everything that
and
I've
so
ever
that's
had
why
to
when people are disrespectful or they just take things haphazardly,
my life has never come
yeah, I lose my respect for them because they don't know
none
what it's like to struggle.
And so
everything's
that's
been
why
given
when
to
people
them.
Are disrespectful,
but I can tell you right here and right now, even though we disagree on a lot of stuff.
Because they
I do have
like
respect
struggle.
For you, Senator.
Everything's
and
good.
I think that you
that.
Have
but
an amazing
right
plot
here, and
to
right
who
now,
you are and what you're
of
made
stuff,
of. And that is the kind
you,
of senator
I
that I would
that.
Like to work
an
with.
Amazing plot
I think in the past we have talked about what kind of Senate we want to have.
Of,
the
of
Senate
Senator
that I recall
that I would like to work with.
Is the Senate from 10
I
years ago,
in the past,
where you had a lot of personalities,
what kind
a lot of personalities.
Of Senate we want to have.
And I remember
the
talking
that
to
I recall,
one of the political
the
pundits
from
out
10
there,
years ago,
and
where you
telling
had a lot
him
of personalities,
that one of
a
my
of
favorite senators, is
and
the senator
I remember
from
talking
Kate.
To,
and the
one
reason
of
the senator from Kate is one of my favorite
and
senators,
telling
is because he
that one of my favorite.
Asks
is
the hard questions and goes to the furthest
the
extent
the
possible to understand something and to get to a place where he feels comfortable.
The hard questions
I respect that. We're able to negotiate
to
from that point.
Something
he's lively. The senator from the first
he feels
is another person who I have an enormous
that.
Respect for.
We're able
even though I don't disagree, even though I don't agree
point.
With him all the time,
he's lively.
I have
the
a huge respect for him. And 10 years ago, what I recall.
Even
being
though I don't
a staffer,
even though I don't
and,
agree with him all
yeah,
the time,
working for the lieutenant governor,
I have a huge
is that there were long conversations.
And 10 years ago,
and
what
things
I
weren't just taken up and passed out so easily.
And you know, working for
unless
the governor.
There
is
was
that
a long conversation.
Long conversations.
And for something
and
that is so fundamental and so important
so easily.
To my constituents,
unless
you know, I want to explore this to the furthest extent
that is
so,
so
that I'm comfortable.
And so
now, I know that the
senator from
the 10th
you know,
one
I want
talk,
to
I
explore
where
he
is.
She's there.
Okay.
I agree with you, and I was just adding
that
I think... It's always important for us to remember our role as the saucer and not the teacup, as Jefferson pointed out.
Okay.
I agree, and I couldn't. And I would just add that agree more with some of the things that you've said. It's always important for us to remember our role as the saucer and not the teacup, as Jefferson pointed out. I guess ultimately, the issues of the heart really cannot be changed with legislation. But we do need a clear standard. I guess ultimately set forth in statute, and I hope we can do that. The issues of the heart really cannot be changed. If everyone loved their neighbor, it would be a different world. But we do need a clear standard. And, hopefully, we can foster that kind of environment. So, and I thank you for the exchange, and I hope we can. If everyone loved their neighbor, it would be a different world.
And also, I do want to say that we're going to have to hang out now because we've had a bosom buddy.
Thank you for the exchange,
Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
And also, I would like to inquire of the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield to the senator from the 14th?
Mr. President.
I do.
She yields, Senator. You may proceed.
I would like
Thank
to inquire
you.
Of the senator. Senator, I think
Senator from the 10th, do you yield to the senator from
my
the 14th?
I do.
She yields, Senator. You may proceed.
We're all individuals
Thank
in this body.
Senator,
we all have our own group of people that we represent,
to some of my
and as stated to
and,
the senator
you know,
from Green,
we're
I just want to get to the
body,
furthest extent all possible
our own
and understanding what this is. I do not want to give it up easy.
Green,
sure. I'm not here
I
to give anything
to
up
the
easy.
And Senator, and I came up and whispered in your ear, and I apologize because I know it's hard when you're having a debate or when you're having a conversation.
We had a heart to heart.
You did. You did.
That was a heart to heart. That's
awesome. I'm glad to see that. But when you're having that, I know it's hard when someone comes up and starts whispering in your ear. But I was listening to your debate, and I was listening to the concerns that you had. And I have a substitute amendment that I'd like to offer right now that I think is going to go to the heart of what you're addressing. Rather than kind of you had going through this debate of the whole motivating factor issue, I'm going to offer a substitute amendment that basically just takes it back to the contributing factor, takes it back to existing
going through this debate,
and I think that that's something that we should actually discuss as a body, and it's one that I'm getting ready to offer, and if you're willing, I'd be happy to go ahead and ask for recognition from the president and offer up that substitute amendment right now.
Okay, thank you very much, Senator.
And it's one that I'm getting ready to offer, and if
you're willing, I'd be
happy to go ahead and ask for recognition.
Please send it forward. Has it been distributed?
Yes, Mr. President, it has been distributed. I would request a waiver of its reading, and I would move for its adoption.
I have an amendment.
Thanks, Senator. Would you like forward? The reading will be waived. Would you like to explain your amendment?
I would. Mr. President, this is an amendment that would take the definition of because of and discrimination cases from a motivating factor, as it's written in the bill, back to a contributing factor, which is currently the law in Missouri. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Of and Senator from the 10th has moved to the adoption of substitute amendment for Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion?
I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator from the 14th, what purpose to seek recognition?
I'd like to inquire.
Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any senator from the 10th, do you yield?
I do.
She yields, Senator. You may proceed. Senator from the 14th, what purpose to seek recognition?
Thank you for this inquiry, Senator. I've been trying to understand. I'm glad we're at this point.
She yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Because I've been wanting to discuss for a while, Senator. Contributing factor and motivating factor, as has been stated time and time again. Because I am not an attorney. I don't pretend to be an attorney. Maybe after all this, I may want to be an attorney, but I don't know. And what I am trying to figure out here is how, and I'm not too sure where to start, so maybe you can help me out with this.
I don't know.
And what I am trying to figure out here is how, and I'm not too sure where to start, so maybe you can help me out with this. You know, when I asked someone earlier, jury, you know, may it be different? I mean, is each jury explanation factor, instruction, you know, different?
I asked someone earlier, is every jury instruction the same when we talk about motivating factor or contributing factor?
Well, in Missouri, we have pattern jury instructions, and so the thought is that every jury will have the same instructions given to them based on what type of case they're hearing.
We have pattern jury
instructions. So what we'd like to do is be able to tell every jury that the law in the state of Missouri is that it has to be a contributing factor and not a motivating factor. And that's the basis of the amendment that I'm offering here, the substitute amendment that I'm offering here this afternoon.
So would that be Doherty? Would that be Doherty that discusses
and that's the basis of the amendment that I'm offering
the contributing factor,
that I'm offering
or would that be
yeah, this basically, so my understanding, Doherty? Takes us back to the Doherty.
Would that be Doherty that discusses
Doherty standard, which is the standard that is, I think,
the
best for folks who have an allegation of discrimination in the state of Missouri, regardless of their protected class.
Doherty standard, so McBride also deals with the fact, deals with contributing and motivating factor.
Discrimination in the state of Missouri, regardless of their protected class.
So what would be the difference between Doherty and McBride?
The fact
in their analysis
deals
with contributing.
You know, Senator, I don't have either case in front of me, and I don't know, frankly, the intricacies of the difference between Doherty and McBride. What I know is that the current law of the land in Missouri is that for a plaintiff to prove a discrimination claim, it needs to be a contributing factor. What I this know bill is that, the that is law put in front of us today would reduce that to a motivating factor. I do not think that that is good public policy, and so I'm offering a substitute amendment that would take it back to current Missouri law, which has worked very well in my opinion.
Reduce that to a motivating factor.
I think in McBride they do talk about that.
So I'm offering a substitute amendment that would take it back to current Missouri law, which has worked very well in my opinion.
Okay.
And I think
Senator, I apologize. I have no
what
idea.
Is okay. The well, these are some of the questions that I have because I think our state contributing is because of
Senator,
and our federal is played
apologize.
A part
I have
in.
No idea.
And for some reason,
well,
I'm thinking
the
that
have,
the standard for motivating
because
I think is higher our state contributing
on the plane
because of
yes,
and our federal
that is true.
Is played
okay.
a part
so the standard
in,
for the motivating
for
is
some
higher.
Reason, I'm thinking
yes,
that
it will be harder for plaintiffs to make their case in court if
yes.
the standard is motivating instead of
so
contributing. And that's why through this amendment
yes.
I would like the body to say no or yes on whether or not we think it should be contributing or motivating.
Motivating
factor,
and that's why,
which is what they're pushing for
like
in this bill,
the
would make it harder for
no
plaintiffs
or yes
to have their day in
court.
Not,
we think it should
contributing,
be
contributing, which is the law now, I
motivating
think
motivating
factor for plaintiffs
what they're
in,
pushing
in this
for
state.
In this bill
okay.
would make it
now,
harder for plaintiffs
where to have their day in court.
Play
contributing, which is
doing.
The law now, I think is the
fair.
You know, Senator, I'm not sure that that's even an issue right now in what we're discussing.
Tell me where mixed. I have in my notes that a mixed motive would weaken the Kool-Aid. I had to put
you
it
know,
in
Senator, I'm
terms.
Not sure that that's even
so,
an issue right now in what we're discussing.
You know, I'm just trying to figure that out. I haven't
I
don't
that a mixed motive would weaken
want
the
a plaintiff to be subject
so,
to, you know, I'm just trying to figure that out.
The same word and the same
I
sense,
don't
but subjective thoughts.
Want
a plaintiff
I want
to be
a plaintiff to have the
to
easiest access
I hate using the same
to
word and the same
a jury.
Sense, subjective thoughts.
And I do agree with you that
a
motivating factor
the easiest
brings a higher burden on the plaintiff
to a jury.
Than a contributing factor.
And I do agree
but
with
at the same time,
that
I'm not too sure if they could be the same thing or not.
A higher burden on the plaintiff
depending upon the jury
contributing factor.
So I mean that's another conversation.
I'm not too sure.
Well, jury instructions are going to follow. Jury instructions are going to follow the law of the state. And right now we've got a bill sponsor who is arguing that the law of the state should be changed from a contributing factor to a motivating factor. I'm saying that I disagree with that. And so I've offered a substitute amendment that says no. I think that it should be a contributing factor and not a motivating factor, which will basically take us back to the status quo, which. So when I talk to employment lawyers in the state of Missouri, they seem to agree that which will a contributing factor is where we need to be and not a motivating which factor. Which when I talk to
I think I would agree to
lawyers
that.
In the state of Missouri, they
okay,
seem to agree
well,
that,
I think I may be the only one asking
factor
questions.
Is where we need to be and not a motivating
if there's
factor.
Anyone else who wants I to think ask I would agree to that.
Hear that discourse.
Okay. Well,
and just
I,
again, I'm trying to do due
questions.
Diligence and go
sure.
The furthest extent of explanation so
like
that we have clarity.
Hear
and my
discourse.
Other question would be where does
again,
removal play a part in this
sure.
definition? Because if you have a removal of a case
so that we have clarity, and my other
and
question
you go
would be,
through the
where
summary
does
judgment.
Play a part
then that is
definition,
a whole bunch of barriers
if you have
for
a removal
the
of a case.
Yeah, this, my amendment doesn't address removal of a case to federal
judgment.
Court in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
It only addresses the issue of what the standard is when it's heard in a
plaintiff.
State court.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
My amendment
right,
doesn't
so
address
is,
removal of a case to federal court in any way,
in the
shape,
right
or
direction.
Form.
Okay.
It
and I
only
do
addresses
think from
the
this
issue of what the standard is when
am,
it's heard in a state court.
I am satisfied
all right, so that is,
to the extent that I need to be satisfied.
Thank
right
you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 10th moves for the adoption of Senate substitute number
am,
one for Senate Amendment
am,
number two. Is any senator wish to speak on that motion?
To the extent that I need to be satisfied.
Thank you, Senator.
Seeing
Senator
none, from the 10th moves for
Senator,
the adoption of Senate substitute
closed.
Number one.
I close.
Amendment number two. Is any
senator
wish
from
to speak
the
on that motion?
Has moved. For the adoption of Senate substitute
seeing none, Senator,
number one for
closed.
Senate amendment number two, all in favor of that motion say aye.
Senator from the 10th.
Those opposed,
no.
No. For the adoption of Senate. The ayes appear to have, I mean, those have appear to have it.
For Senate amendment number two, all in favor of that motion say
those
aye.
Those appear to have it. The noes do have
those
it.
Opposed, no.
The substitute
no.
amendment fails. We're back on a Senate.
The
ayes
appear
Senate
to have it.
I mean,
those
two.
Have appear to
Senator
have it.
From the 4th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
I have an amendment.
Those appear to have it. The noes do have it. The substitute amendment fails. We're back on a Senate amendment number two. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you seek?
Are you amending
amendment.
Senate amendment number two? Are you amending Senate amendment number two?
That was the amendment to the, from the senator from the 10th?
From the no, senator from Green.
Are you, oh, no,
are you
I'm sorry.
We are on are you amendment number two? Is it the amendment from
the
senator
amendment
from Green?
The, from the senator?
No,
from the
I'm not amending it.
No, senator.
Thank you, Mr.
You're just flat out.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
We are on the Senate amendment.
We're on the motion of the senator from Green. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Green.
No.
Seeing none, senator, you recognize close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator from Green has moved the adoption of Senate amendment number two.
Green. Does any
all in favor of that
motion
say aye?
Opposed,
no.
Senator, you recognize
the ayes appear to have it.
The ayes
do have it. You've adopted Senator Amendment
Green
Number 2. Senate
adoption of Senate Amendment
from
Number
Andrew
2.
Andrew is the first one I saw seeking recognition.
Aye. Thank you, Mr. President.
Opposed,
I have an
no.
amendment. Sending it forward. It's been distributed.
It.
Request a waiver of the reading.
Adopted Senate Amendment Number 2. Senate, the reading will be waived.
Andrew,
Senator, would you like to
seeking recognition?
Thank you, Mr.
Explain
President.
Your amendment.
It is.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption
of
the amendment. This amendment clarifies the exemption.
The reading will be waived.
Senator,
would you like to
from all housing claims, essentially
explain your amendment?
It is under federal law, the housing claims are exempt from punitive damage caps.
This amendment clarifies to make sure that state under the state law,
it is the housing claims are exempt.
So it's a clarification to make sure we are mirroring the federal guideline on the exemption of housing claims from punitive damages.
The senator from the Andrews moves to the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 3. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 14th. The senator from the Andrews moves to
adopt
Senate Amendment Number 3. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion?
Senator
from the 14th.
You have risen to support my amendment. I am excited about that opportunity. This will be a bipartisan vote.
You can wake up now.
You
wake up.
To hearing your vote on third reading.
My amendment. So tell me why you're doing this.
Okay. There was throughout this process, we've been trying to get
this
where
up
the
now.
Housing claim,
securing
your vote, where we knew
so
for sure we were not going to have an impact on
this.
Okay. One of the issues brought forward that process, we wanted to clarify after our debate the other day was is that under the federal law, housing claims are exempt from punitive damages. That's always been our intent, but there was confusion about whether the bill actually did that or not. This amendment clarifies, makes there is no longer any confusion that under state statute, those same housing claims are exempt from punitive damages.
That would be correct.
There is
yes.
no longer
Senator,
any
I would like to ask you a question
statute,
about
those same
the
housing
amendment
claims
you weren't
are
in the
exempt
chamber.
From punitive damages.
But
which
about
your,
that would be correct.
Which yes. amendment?
Senator,
the
amendment
I would like
that
to
we just passed
you
a question
about
that the senator from Green
the
offered.
Amendment
uh-huh. you weren't in
and
the chamber. You supported that amendment.
Which about, I did.
And,
amendment?
You know, I thought that for passed. You. Senator, I thought that was a grand step
uh-huh.
in the right direction,
and
though
that
I believe
amendment.
That it was limiting. And what
know,
I'm trying to figure out is you have
Senator,
said again and again and again that you want
right
to go back to the standards
though
I believe that of 1964.
And
but
I want to mirror the federal law, which was established in 64 but modified in 91.
So there,
so it.
But
in full clarification, there has been modifications.
Like
I want to mirror
Act
the federal law, which was established in 64,
that
but modified in 91.
That amendment referenced the ADA Act
so there,
of 2008.
So it,
but
in
my
full
question
clarification,
is,
there,
if
there
we
has been
are mirroring
the
ADA Act of federal law
okay.
in
that
one situation, then why are we not mirroring federal law
my
in
question
other
is
situations?
If we are mirroring for example.
Well, race. I didn't see race
in
dealt with in that.
Why
I've been talking about the different cases, the Griggs, the Doherty, the McBride, et cetera, et cetera,
well, race.
Et cetera.
I didn't see
and those each
dealt with in that.
I've
establish been about the different cases,
a very important
the Griggs,
point,
Griggs,
something
Doherty,
that I care
McBride,
about,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Each one of those cases.
And those each.
And, you know, last year, last year,
something that I
we undid
about.
Some of those really
each
important
one of those
cases.
And
I don't want to go backwards.
Year,
I want to know that
last year,
an individual who has
really
different
cases.
Abilities
and
has the same protection
backwards.
As an individual who looks like myself.
Sure.
An
individual
and
who
that
has
amendment
different
didn't look like that.
The
and I'm not an attorney. We've said that a million times. I'm not an
sure.
attorney.
You're not an attorney, but I am fundamentally concerned, and I'm not an attorney. I've said that a million times. I'm not an attorney. You're not an attorney,
and I was not comfortable.
I am fundamentally concerned.
As I explained, hopefully you listen to the discourse between myself and the senator from Green. But I have to go to the furthest extent possible to understand what you are trying to do, what other senators are trying to do, because we obviously were elected for a reason. Obviously, you know, when I came into this chamber this week, I was, you know, a little bit prepared than I was last year. You know, I want to ask these questions. Because I believe that my constituents would want me to ask these questions. And where I am not familiar, I want to become familiar. I don't want to be blindsided, and I don't want to end up having a piece of legislation,
as I stated earlier, is a crumb.
I don't want I want to make sure that every single protected class is equal.
So can you please tell me,
as I stated earlier,
tell me how that last amendment covered people who look like myself.
Let's back up. Let's back up to how we evolved to where we are here, and then we'll work our way forward.
Tell me how that last
The reality, as you know, is the Civil Rights Act was passed in 1964. It was modified in 1991. Here, and then we'll work our way forward. Up until the last probably 5 to 7 years, Missouri's employment law mirrored that of the federal law. So whether you're in state court or you're in federal court, the rules and the interpretations were always the same. Employment law. What happened is, I think it was, if I remember right, it was beginning in 2003, through a series of court cases, the judiciary has rewritten employment law in Missouri. What happened is, and I understand and respect that maybe you like the law better than after the judiciary reinterpreted it versus the way we've always practiced it. But I believe, Senator, just as I think you do, maybe you like that the public policy of this state is set in these two chambers, and it's a process. And so what I have put forward is the bill that I have put forward returns Missouri, it codifies in state statute the way that Missouri practices employment law.
And see, that's why I do respectfully disagree with where you're trying to go.
It codifies in state statute
a lot of these big cases that we look at.
And
see, that's why. Deal with local governmental entities.
Sure.
With where and I realize that there are caps a lot of these in all of this based on number of employees, et cetera.
But if you go through the,
I realize
what
do
you call that thing?
If you go through the summary judgment,
I mean, one, I don't want to have removal of a case.
I fundamentally believe that a plaintiff should have the opportunity to have their case heard by their peers. I believe that.
Which is why we constitutionally guarantee the right to a jury trial. Now, summary judgment, Senator, and I don't know how often summary judgment is used.
But I mean, for the people who are benefiting from the passage of this bill.
Now, summary judgment, is a legitimate judicial practice
to ensure that the case is moved forward.
If a judge decides that there's not merit, then that's a debate with the judicial process.
But why? No. This is a conversation we're having because this is where
if a judge decides that there's not merit,
because when you're dealing
with
the credibility
process.
This is a conversation we're having.
Would you want a law clerk working for the judge to make that singular determination? Or would you like a jury to make a balanced judgment? And so that's really what the difference is right here, is that I believe that a plaintiff should have the least amount of barriers to become whole. You believe that a defendant, and I'm guessing a corporation,
should have the least
any employer, small employer or large employer.
But it's really corporations.
You believe small employer or large employer.
A defendant,
with those caps,
I'm guessing corporations.
Small employer, large employer.
But it's really
you know, when you go through the summary judgment and you allow removal
corporation. You know, the problem in this is it's a longer process.
You know, when
you have clogged up the judicial system,
and you allow removal,
because there are a number of, you know, there are additional cases that are being heard.
It's a longer
and,
process.
You know, what does the docket look like
for
a
summary judgment cleans up the
because there are a number.
Summary judgment.
No, it doesn't.
To be
no, it doesn't. Because there are more cases that can
and
be settled at the state.
Know, what does the docket look like?
There are more cases that can be settled at the state level than at the federal level.
No, it doesn't.
Because
no,
of the unfair
because
practices.
There are more cases that can be settled
the way that
the
it works today. Like, you know, and this is the debate we're having, and I respect your position on this. You know, because of the unfair practice
that every that he worked at a factory,
and when he got off work,
like,
he also farmed.
And this is the
and,
debate
and
we're
every
having.
Day he would get off work at 3 o'clock, and he'd go over to the farm. By the time he got home, it'd be 7 o'clock
every
at night.
That he worked
and there were like 3 days in a row that it rained and the weather was bad. So every night when he got off work at 3 o'clock, he went straight home. And his wife thought, "Wow, this is great."
He comes straight home.
Like 3 days. Fourth night, Senator. The fourth night. The weather was good again.
He got off work
and he went to the farm. And when he got home at 7 o'clock,
his wife thought,
you know what his wife said? Boy, you're home late tonight.
Fourth night, Senator.
No? I'm home at the same time I always come home for. I've just been home early the past 3 nights. What happened in our state, Senator, is we had a process by which we used for 60-plus years. And then what happened is through judicial interpretation, they changed
that.
And now, through this bill, you have articulated correctly, I am trying to codify the way that it worked for 60 plus years. Now, the reason I'm trying to do that, Senator, is because I actually believe that public policy, the public policy of what is and how we're going to govern employment law in our state,
Mr. President, I can't hear.
Hold the conversations down so the senators can hear.
I actually believe that decision, what the public policy is, of how we're going to govern employment law in our state, is made.
Hold the conversations down so the senators can hear.
And so that's why I put this forward.
But this has a direct impact on the judicial branch.
It absolutely does.
I mean, it does, but
in
my opinion, what's happening is that you are clogging up the docket.
That's not the case, Senator. I respectfully disagree.
Then tell me how it's not clogging up the docket. I mean, because these law clerks, and let's just be frank, the practicality of it is off. These law clerks are looking at the evidentiary information. And then they are making a determination for the judge. And so the judge does not get to see everything. And if you have case upon case upon case upon case, obviously it's going to be difficult to make that determination. And I believe, Senator, I don't want one person who doesn't live in Missouri or live where I live, to one person who has no clue, no understanding, to make a judgment on what I want or want to be addressed to be made whole. I mean, the whole purpose of going to
make a
through a suit, going through a trial, having a jury, is so that you can be made whole again by your peers.
Of going to
if you do not have, if you have a barrier, and you go through the summary judgment, you have removal,
so that you
then you do not have the opportunity to have a balanced opinion among 12 people.
You have
one person make a determination,
they
have clogged dockets.
You do not have the opportunity
to
have a balanced opinion,
and they're making
a
determination. Now,
you have
that
one
judge
make a determination,
can determine,
have
let's just throw this
dockets.
Out. That means
clogged
that the burden
and they're making
becomes higher.
Now, that judge
higher for the plaintiff
can determine
that has experienced a wrong.
That means
and why
that
should
the
burden, if we are dealing with contributing
higher,
factor, you're now saying if you're going to the federal court
a wrong.
That you really have to have a motivating
the
factor
burden,
because you're seeking
dealing with
the defendants are seeking
every
removal.
State in this
you're
nation,
now saying
other than ours, uses a
court,
motivating factor.
That
it has been
really
the law of this land since 1964, and through a judicial interpretation
every
that was
state
changed.
In this nation,
I just disagree with that. And what my bill does is puts it back to a motivating factor.
There, where is motivating factor defined, Senator?
What's that?
Where is motivating factor defined? Where is it defined?
It actually is said, let me find the motivating.
Tell me where it's defined.
Where is motivating factor defined?
No, a motivating factor. What's that?
Where is motivating factor defined? Where is it defined?
See if I can find the bill, Senator. It actually is said, let me find the.
Tell me where it's defined.
No, a motivating factor.
What page is it on, guys?
See if I can find the bill, Senator. Right there. Okay, I see it. On page 1, line 11, Senator, it says because or because of, as it relates to a decision or action, the protected let's see. The right there. Okay, I see it. On page 1, line 11, Senator, it says because
is that the only
because of, as it relates to a decision or action,
versus contributing?
The protected criteria. Right there. Okay. Let's see. Senator, it's on page 1, line 11.
I'm looking at that.
And our friends over at the table are telling me that it's the only place that it's defined. It's all right there. Okay.
And can you tell me what is the difference
between our friends over the table
because of
and
part of, I think it is. And can you tell me what is the difference
between
what's the difference between because of and played a part in?
Part of, I think it is. I don't have that.
Because of and what?
Because the federal definition.
What's the difference between
because of,
you know,
and played a part in?
Interpretation
or the jury instructions.
Because of and
is
what?
That
because the federal
motivating is played a part in.
According to.
And what you're saying is that the definition
is
in
that
the state should be because of.
Played a part in.
So if the jury
and
instructions say
what you're saying is that
played
in definition
part,
in the state
played a part in
be because of.
And your definition
so
in this bill says because of.
Played
I'm not
part,
too sure if that is in line.
Played a part
because
in.
Because or because of.
And
it doesn't matter because of is not the same as played a part
of.
In. Played a part
I'm
in
not too sure
is in jury instructions.
Played a part in goes back to that,
it
that contributing
because of,
component
because
of the one
is not
little
the same
corner
as
and the 1%
in.
And the
played a part
dramatic
in
closing
is in
by
jury
the
instructions.
Plaintiff's lawyer. Played a part in.
Okay, let me read to you. Let me read to you a section in McBride versus Ritter.
The reality is that there's no state in the nation that uses that standard.
You're mumbling. I can't understand you.
My point is.
Okay, let me read to you. Let me read to you a section in McBride versus Ritter.
Into alignment with the federal act and puts Missouri employers and Missouri employees on the same level playing field.
This bill
is all the other states.
Okay, so here's what I'm looking at, and this is McBride versus Ritter.
On the same level
Ritter would have us believe that motivating factor is a higher threshold for
here's
plaintiff to meet than contributing
McBride
factor.
I agree.
In fact,
Ritter,
in its brief,
Ritter
uses the term
motivating
factor interchangeably with determining factor and substantial factor, but nowhere in Title VII,
in fact,
the Eighth Circuit's
brief,
model jury instructions or the Missouri Human Rights Act is the standard for discrimination set forth as a substantial
VII,
or determining factor. Indeed, the Eighth Circuit's
model
instruction states that the committee believes that the phrase motivating factor
or
should be defined.
Indeed,
you're trying to find it. In fact, motivating is defined as playing a part or playing a role in a decision and continues to instruct the jury that the plaintiff's race need not have been the only reason for a decision. Now, you define this in this bill as because or because of.
Need not
have I am reading McBride versus Ritter, and it says motivating factor is playing a part or playing a role in.
I am reading
that's
McBride
two different things.
Versus Ritter, and it says motivating factor is playing a part or
two
playing
different
a role
things.
In.
You said that you want to go in line with
that's
federal law.
Two different things.
That doesn't sound like it's in line.
I believe it's aligned.
But those words are
two
different.
Two different things. You said that you want to go
so
in line.
So you're saying that
federal
because
law,
of
that doesn't sound
because
like
or because
it's in line.
Of
I believe it's
is
aligned.
The same as
but
played a part in.
Those words are different.
I believe that
so
this definition
that
as drafted
because
is the same.
because
okay,
because
on my utensil,
is the same.
The senator who was saying that we had a policy for 50-some years is incorrect. Prior to 1992, there was no rule against jury trials in Missouri housing, in the Missouri Human Rights Act cases. I know because I have tried jury trials on the Missouri Human Rights Act myself during the 1980s. It was the activist judges who decided that there was no right to a jury in 1992, and the state of affairs did not reach the Supreme Court until somewhere around 2004, when the Deal opinion was handed down, restoring the right to a jury trial.
And the state of affairs did not reach the Supreme Court until somewhere around 2004,
no, it's simply
when the
correction.
Deal opinion was handed down, restoring the right to a jury trial.
Why I'm going through this is because I don't feel comfortable with moving forward on this.
Oh, okay.
And I know that this is something, as the Senator from Green and I explored, that you're very passionate about. But I also want to let you know, where you represent your 176,000 people, I have my own 176,000 people. And I need to get full clarity.
Where you represent
what this means. I don't agree with this.
People.
I don't believe in removal of a case. I don't believe that a law clerk should make a determination of a person who had something taken away from them. I fundamentally believe that a plaintiff has every right to become whole
of a person who had
and should not have a higher burden, a higher standard
that a
than a corporation or a public entity
to become whole
that is seeking
and should not have a higher
that is
burden,
seeking
a higher standard
a different method in solving
a corporation or a public entity
an issue. A longer
that is seeking
way to resolve an
that
issue.
That is seeking.
I mean, I just don't think that's right, Senator.
A different method in solving.
That. I disagree with it, but I respect
an issue. A longer.
No, I know, but we're going to have to get through this
to
somehow.
Resolve an issue.
I mean,
I just don't think that's right.
I don't want to leave until we get
that.
Through this.
I disagree with
and
this.
And I understand.
I've got nowhere to go.
I know, but we're going to have to get through this somehow.
You know, we're here.
I mean,
we have bullets on our nameplates and everything.
I don't want to leave until we get through this.
We're all here.
And I understand.
Thank you, Senator, for the moment.
Thank you.
Mr. President, you know, we're here.
Senator the 14th.
We have bullets on our nameplates.
I would like to inquire of the Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Senator, for the moment.
Thank you.
Senator from the 5th, do you yield to the Senator from the 14th?
I would
Mr.
Like
President,
to
yes, I do.
Inquire.
She yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Senator, did you just hear
Senator
the exchange
the
5th, that
you
I
yield
had
the
with
Senator from 14th.
The Senator from Andrew?
Yes, Mr. President, most of
yes,
it.
I do. And
she yields, Senator, you
what
may
is
proceed.
Your determination
Senator,
from
did
you from
just
what you
hear
did
the exchange
here?
That I had with from what
the
I did.
Senator yeah, I mean, what we were talking
yes,
about
most of it.
Is
and
what I
what
believe
is
a fundamental right that an individual should. When seeking
yeah.
to be made
I mean,
whole,
what we were talking
they should
about
have the opportunity
is,
to have
what
a
I believe
jury
is
that is representative
should,
when of the community in which they're in
whole, mm-hmm.
to be made
they
whole.
Have the opportunity
and when you go through a summary
a
judgment,
that
what happens, again, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know, I've been studying and trying to understand this. But when you go through a summary judgment, the person,
what
the entity
happened,
that has
again,
the most
not a
power,
I don't know, I've
seems
been
to be
to understand this,
either the public entity that's being sued or
the, person,
the company,
the entity that
the
has
corporation.
The power.
So, you know, again, you and I talked about this. I think
the public
what this is all about
is
trying to protect
the, company,
the corporation.
The corporation. Mm, absolutely.
So,
that's what
know,
the bill
again,
is designed
I mean,
to do.
That's what the caps
this,
are for.
What
you have to have a number of employees.
Here's
a good example, and I'm not going to get the facts correct. There's the
absolutely.
Bliss case.
That's what the bill is designed
and
to do.
And
it
has something.
You have
to have
a number
say what
of
it is,
employees.
But, so I'm not going to say Bliss. I'm just going to say here's
the
situation.
I'm not going to get the facts correct. There's the
where there is a
company.
It has something. And that company, they only have three employees.
Here's the situation.
And
where there is a
boss, the employer of this company,
and that company
deals with removal of waste.
They only have three employees.
And that employer instructs the employer of this company,
one of three employees,
deals with removal of
to
waste.
Get rid of the waste
and that employer
and the De Pere River.
Instructs
so his in the whistleblower section of the bill
to get
that
rid of the
one
waste
employee out of three
and
because we're dealing
the De Pere
with
River.
You know numbers
so
of employees and
in the whistleblower section of the bill
and the caps and all that.
That
and
one
the employee
out of three
gets fired because he or she said, listen, there's an environmental issue. My boss, who's the boss of only three people,
and the employee
states
gets fired because
directed us, mandated
said,
that we pour waste into
my
the river to pair.
The boss of only three people.
So that employee turns around and says, well, I was wrongfully fired. What I was trying to do is to bring light
so
to something that is wrong.
Turns around and,
says,
well, I
lost
I
my job because
fired.
Of it.
What I was trying
and
to
so
do
that employee
is
trying
to
become whole again. And so
and
what
I
he or she does is go through, starts
and
to go
so
through the process.
That employee is trying
and
to
goes to the Missouri
again.
Human Rights Commission.
And so what
and
he or
says,
she does,
you know, my boss
through,
instructed me
to
and
remove
this waste from our trucks
and
put
and
the waste
says,
in the River
you
De
know,
Pere.
My boss instructed
and
me.
They go through the process, they go through the process
this
in this bill,
and
what ends up happening is
in
that that individual, that one out of three employees,
they go
is unable
process,
to
go
become whole again
this bill,
because
what
it doesn't fit the five-person standard
that individual, that
at all,
one out of three employees
because it's under five people,
is unable to
that
become
individual
whole
can't
again.
Sue, and or recapture what was lost.
Standard.
Now, if
at all.
If there are issues, if there is waste that is put into the River
sue.
De Pere,
and recapture,
you know, we all believe
lost.
In natural resources
now,
and all that. People
if,
go fishing.
If there are issues,
you know, people
if there
drink
is
from the
waste
water, there's pollution.
That is put into the River
and,
De Pere.
You know, that John Travolta
and,
movie.
You
know, remember that John Travolta movie?
And all that,
where
fishing,
that's exactly what was happening.
From the water,
there was a
pollution.
Company.
And you know,
where
John
the
Travolta
boss instructed
movie.
His employees
John Travolta movie?
To
where
pour
that's
waste
exactly what was
into
happening.
A river.
There was a company,
and there are a lot of other determining
where
factors
the boss
in this case, but
his employees
he instructed them to pour
to
this
pour
waste into
waste
a river. The people
into
in this area.
A river.
You know, ended up
and there are a lot of
know,
other
having birth defects, cancer,
case,
all kinds of things.
He
in an unusual amount,
a
higher
river,
rate
people
than
in
usual.
This area, you know,
and
you know,
you know it
defects,
took a long time.
Cancer,
you know, I'm just going by the movie.
Things,
I didn't watch the
in an
the
unusual
book.
Amount.
But they're going through all of this.
And
in the movie at the very
you
end,
know, it took
the attorney
a long time, you know,
just basically gives up because he has done every single thing that
but
he could possibly do.
All of this,
and he ends
and
up turning over all
the
of the evidence
the end,
to
the
feds.
Basically gives
and
up
the feds create a policy
every single thing that he could
so
do.
That
and
an entity
turning over all of the
belonging to a huge corporation
feds.
Would be responsible
the feds create
for the directives given
so
that caused the pollution in the river.
Belonging to a huge corporation.
You know, Senator,
would be
we're
kind
of at a philosophical crossroads
for the
here. I heard some of your dialogue with the senator from
the river.
Andrew. Basically,
you know,
stating your position as to how you feel that the plaintiff cannot be made whole if he doesn't have a right, he or she doesn't have the right to a jury trial, and of course his bill is the exact opposite of that. Where do we find that field called compromise? What are we going
to
do?
I don't think he wants to compromise.
And of course his bill.
And see, that's a problem because. You know,
where
really, this environment is so that we can negotiate
what
and compromise.
Do?
I don't
think
we don't get everything that we want.
Okay.
And
see, that's
you know,
the last time
because,
I realized that we're all individuals
so
in this body.
We can negotiate
mm-hmm. And we stand up
we don't
and we
get
talk
everything that we
and we
want.
Discuss.
But
and we
you know,
get to a point where we get a little bit of something that we want.
That
right now I have zero.
Body.
I have nothing
and
that I want.
We stand up,
bill.
And we talk.
What I
and
want
we discuss
is
and
for these cases
that
are so financial
to right
employees.
Now I have zero. discrimination
in this bill.
This entire process, I want them to be respected. These are some major issues. These are major issues. I mean, having a right to a jury is a major issue. Not having to deal with dealing with disparate claims. That's an issue. These are some basic things. And when we were talking to the senator from Green, what my issue was is that in the amendment, what I saw was a full explanation of why we should be in the right place in terms of the ADA Act of the ADA of 2008. Okay, so I respect that. I agree to that because I want to be, as consistent as possible. But I don't think that we should give to some and not give to others because you and I are also a protected class of people. You and I have constituents that are unemployed at a rate three times the general population. That's you and I who represent people who are living in poverty. And this bill is here today, Senator, and it really angers me that we are addressing this issue for a corporation and not for the poor people that live in our district.
And it really angers me.
Absolutely.
That we are addressing this issue for
be on
a corporation
this bill for quite some time.
And not
didn't
for
we talk
the
about 83 days
that
earlier
live
today?
In our
absolutely.
I don't know that
no. Now, in the last conversations that you had with some of our fellow senators, the attorneys in the caucus, did you get your did you get a feeling of satisfaction about what they were describing to you as to what the amendment from the senator from Green had?
What I wanted is the amendment from Senator from the 10th to pass. I can't put words into her mouth, but I think what she was trying to do is appease me. In our conversation, she did, and I was comfortable with it. Unfortunately, this body was willing to yield. If they're unwilling to yield, then, go a step forward, go a step backwards, and in the end, you're in the same place, which means I simply don't agree, and my constituents are still getting screwed by the policy of the majority.
Absolutely, Senator. All I know, and to cure the situation, is to continue until we shut it down. I don't see where at all where we're going to reach a place where philosophically we're going to agree. It's a philosophical
continue until we shut it down.
I don't
and,
see where
you know,
it, at all where we're going
to
reach
I really
a place where philosophically we're going
to
agree.
With the Senator from Green.
It's a philosophical difference.
And last year, I think I counted on one hand how many times he spoke because I was trying to figure out. But today he was quite a delight. And he explained what was important to him.
Yes, he did.
And it seems like he
was trying to figure out
due diligence to get to a point where he wanted
quite
to be
to be comfortable.
And all I'm asking is, why can't we go to a certain point where we feel comfortable? You know, again, this seems like it's legislation for the majority and not the minority and the people who are being impacted the most. By bad legislation are the people that you and I represent. And as long as the people that you and I represent are being screwed, then I think that we need to stand up and talk about what we want to do to make changes.
And
if the senator doesn't want to negotiate, you know, this is all about negotiation because, hey, you're still standing, I'm still standing.
And if the senator
I've had no one come to me and
to
sit down and talk about the bill. Have
so
you?
He's not at all. He's willing to give.
We can always talk. You know, that's part of the beauty of the Senate. We do have the opportunity to sit down and try to come to a compromise on things that we have great concerns about. Since the bill essentially is no different than it was last year, you know, we're going through the same machinations we did last spring.
And you know what?
Since the bill essentially is no different than it was last year,
that was brought to the issue.
You know, we're going through the same machinations we did last spring.
Last year. We did. And you know what?
You know, I'm trying to figure out why they want to revisit this when the light, you know, the governor's going to veto it again. I mean, is this about an election year?
I'm trying to figure out why
they have a bad candidate. Democrats and Republicans agree.
Yes.
You know, the
well, it is an election year.
So why are we doing this?
It is an election year. That's a question we'd have to ask the senator. If he's listening, I certainly would be willing to sit down and talk more about it. But I don't want to grieve my constituents any more than they already have been.
That's a question we'd have to ask.
The worker is the backbone of this country. And like I said earlier today, they create profits. And many times don't get to partake of the profits in any shape, form, or fashion. But we're consistently slam with like obstacles today, about our voice and our protections. And it is grievous to my constituents. I hear this all the time. I have a constituent who was terminated from one of our utility companies based on some direction that he received from his supervisor that allowed him to do something with his supervisor's approval.
Terminated from
and
one of
as
our
a matter of fact, he was
some direction that he received from his
a Missouri National Guard member as well, and he had to leave the country to fight for us in the Middle East.
Fact,
and when he returned, he was hit with a job action
a
as a result of something
well,
he did
he
on behalf of his supervisor who ordered him to do
in
it.
The Middle East.
And we
and
he grieved and grieved and grieved, and they really didn't see fit to stay.
Three senators on the floor. Senator from Andrew, what purpose you seek recognition?
He grieved and grieved.
They'll be put on the informal calendar.
It will be put on the informal calendar with Senate Amendment number 3. Three senators on the floor. Senator from Andrew,
pending.
What purpose you seek recognition? Senator from 23rd.
They'll be put on the informal calendar.
It will be put on the informal calendar with on the order of business of announcements. Pending. Announcements. Senator from 23rd. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senate from the 23rd. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senate from the 23rd. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.